It's time for the PIAA Single A State Quarterfinal Playoff Game between the Steel High Rollers and the Old Forge Blue Devils. Today's game is brought to you in part by the 230 Cafe, Dan and Don Fury Construction, Steelton American Legion Post 420, Jazzland, and Fortney Printing. Now let's take it up to Scranton with Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, and John Wilsbach.
Good evening, everyone. We are at Old Forge, which is just underneath Scranton for this PIAA Class Single A quarterfinal game. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser and John Wilsbach here tonight as we have the Steel High Rollers taking on the Blue Devils of Old Forge. Should be an entertaining night. You got to think there's going to be a lot of points scored here tonight.
We would be expecting a great deal of offensive production from these two teams. And you've got two teams with very different styles about how they get things done, but not as different as you might think, because you've got an Old Forge Blue Devils team that is known for pounding the ball between the tackles and wanting to grind the game out. But last week in their victory against Bristol, they were throwing the ball all over the place. And you've got a Steel High team who is known for throwing the football in a high-powered attack. But if you look at what the Rollers have really done all season long, it's been Odell Green's ground game that has really kept balance to this offensive attack the entire year. This is a matchup of two teams that have a lot of pedigree from the state playoffs and two programs that are looking to return to prominence.
Yeah, and I really think we're going to see a lot of scoring in this game. The offenses are going to open it up. Defense is going to struggle at times, because both teams are very potent, and I think we're going to see a lot of points on this board.
All right, we will take time out when we come back. Ryan Kaiser will talk to Coach Irby from Steel High. Again, this is Steel High and Old Forge PIAA Single A Class Quarterfinal. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422. The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
High head football coach Andrew Irby. Coach, got to be so enthused about how this team has played during this very unique season that they've had. Talk about this team's ability to overcome every obstacle in their path.
Well, it took a lot for us to get here today, and around the state we hear a lot of teams are losing opportunities, but we're just thankful and blessed to have the opportunity to be out here tonight.
Let's talk about the offense, because it's a team that we know has a very high powered passing attack. But you really lean on the running game a lot more than people know. Talk to me about the way that this group has progressed, both in the passing game and in the running game.
Well, I think we're real balanced, and we've been able to utilize all of our skill players this year. And Odell Green, really, we run the offense through him, so he doesn't always get a lot of attention, but he's been leading the way for us here these last couple weeks.
And you also have a passing game where you've got your son as a freshman quarterback, a lot of poise in the pocket, and he's got some big-time weapons. And it seems like each one of those guys has had their opportunity to shine.
Absolutely. Week to week, another guy has stepped up. We definitely have our hands full tonight. This will be the best defense we've seen thus far. So we're just excited about the opportunity and to be here.
They're a team that really comes downhill running the football most of the time. They can't throw it. Your team, sometimes maybe the defensive numbers don't look the best, but this team showed – against DeLone Catholic, when they need to buck down and play some tough defense, they're able to do so.
Absolutely. We'll have our hands full tonight. They're a strong, right-at-you football team, traditionally. So we just need to tackle and wrap up, and it'll be a tough four quarters for both teams. Looking forward to it.
I know Mekhi Flowers got banged up a little bit last week with the ankle injury. Looks like he's going to play. How effective can he be tonight?
Well, we'll see. He's strapping it up tonight, and everybody's just here to give our best shot.
Last thing is you're on the road. It's a road game for this squad, a long-distance game to play here at Old Forge. What sort of advantages, though, do you have maybe in coming on the road?
Well, I think it's always good for the kids to ride and get that ride experience with the charter bus. So we did a lot of bonding throughout this week. And just looking around the state, I think our kids understand that they're blessed and they're thankful for the opportunity.
Appreciate it. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Seal High Head Coach Andrew Irby back with more after this. Here on the pregame show, this is Seal High Football on WMSS.
The Steeled American Legion Post 420 congratulates the Rollers on a great season. The Steeled American Legion is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. The Steeled Legion is certified COVID compliant, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, the Steeled American Legion, Post 420.
Welcome back. We are at Old Forge High School Football Stadium here in Old Forge, Pennsylvania, which is, again, it's tucked just underneath Scranton. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser and John Wilsbach. We are actually in the stands on the Steel High side. Not too big of a press box here, but since they're playing these games at the home field of whoever's on the top of the bracket, it just so happens that District 2 was on the top side of the bracket, so they are hosting the game here tonight. And I know we wondered about the number of fans that will be in. We talked to some people coming in here to the game tonight.
Yeah, Dan, the athletic director, indicated that they were making 240 available on each side. And, of course, they always start with the parents, cheerleader parents, things like that to go with first player parents. But so some Steel High fans have been able to make the trip up here to Scranton. Although, again, we are on the visiting side, and that's where we wanted to be with Steel High folks. And hopefully they'll get a few more walking in here before the start of this game. But at least we've got fans and we've got a game.
Yeah, and pretty nice football stadium here. There's a lot of seating on both sides. I mean, that's pretty impressive for a small school like Old Forge.
Yeah, it's a nice facility. And this is a team that has a lot of tradition as well, just like Steel High does. So you've got two teams that have a ton of wins in their program history. Old Forge, 556 wins in the all-time for Old Forge. We know Steel High, a few more than that in their program's history, as these are two of the more successful teams you're going to see at the single-A level. And we are ready to see some playoff football. But just to tell you, these two teams are ready for playoff football. Already some wolfing, a little bit of arguing back and forth. And these are two teams that don't have a long history with each other. They haven't seen each other since 2013 on the field, but already you can see the energy was high in the pregame. And when you have that sort of thing happening, I think more than anything else, for a Steel High team coming on the road to already have somebody trying to get in your head and trying to fire you up, I think that benefits this team.
And so you always want to motivate your team. If you're going to come this far for a football game, you might as well come up here and win it. So you can focus on nothing but the football game during the ride up here to Scranton here tonight.
Now let's take a look at these two teams and some of the key players on these two squads. For Steel High, we talked about Odell Green a little bit. He's the senior running back. All seven games that the Rollers have played this season, he's been over 100 yards rushing, has a high of 275 in their game against Camp Hill. He has just put carry after carry. You look at a time when a lot of teams like to limit carries, spread them around. This is not what Steel High does with Odell Green. He's averaging almost 30 carries a game in his last four. So they use him and use him a lot. Even gave him 42 in the slop when they played against Alone Catholic. Mekhi Flowers is the headliner. He is, I was told, about 80% tonight as far as his effectiveness. That doesn't mean that he's not going to play through it. It's saying that he's not going to be effective, but he's a guy with Division I offers from a lot of big-time schools, including Penn State, Arizona State, Pitt, and et cetera. He is their big playmaker, but he is important on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And for Old Forge, they have an offense that we'll talk about when we come back.
All right, we'll take time out for the anthem. When we come back, it's Old Forge and Steel High. Back after this, this is Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland on Walnut Street in Harrisburg congratulates the Rollers on a great season. Jazzland is open 11 a.m. until midnight daily. The kitchen is open for dining in or for carrying out. COVID protocols are observed for a safe but enjoyable environment, and the jukebox is still playing the tunes. That's Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg. Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Super 91. WMSS Middletown.
Welcome back to Old Forge High School Football Stadium. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, John Wilsbach. This is Roller Playoff Football here on WMSS this evening, as the Rollers of Steelton Highspire will take on the Blue Devils of Old Forge. These teams met back in 2013, a 26-7 win for Old Forge in that game. They went on to the state championship game the following week and lost in overtime to North Catholic. That's the only time Old Forge has represented the East in the state championship game.
And that was a game where that was the last game that was head coach for Steel High by Tom Haley. Immediately after that game, he resigned and retired and turned the job over to Andrew Irby, who is now in his seventh season on the sideline for Steel High and has this Rollers team ready to go here tonight.
And we are looking for some points to be put on the scoreboard here tonight, as we will have Makai Flowers. He is going to be back to return for Steel High. Also Odell Green back there as well.
It is an Old Forge Blue Devils team that in the last couple years they could not get past Lackawanna Trail to advance in the playoffs. This year they beat them, even though Trail had moved up to Double A anyway, so they didn't have to win that game to make the play to make this game. But this is a team that got that monkey off their back. This is a squad that has a lot of depth, considering the light numbers on both sides of the ball for these teams at single A. 35 guys on the roster, but they have about 10 guys who are going to factor into the offensive game plan in terms of skill positions.
Nathan Krenitsky is the kickoff guy for the Blue Devils. And Flowers and Green back deep for the Rollers. There's the whistle. Krenitsky will approach, and this game is underway. Rollers going from left to right here at 91.1 on your FM dial. Flowers picks it up at the 15-yard line, goes up the middle, tries breaking a tackle, and he'll get hit around the 23-yard line, which is where the Rollers will start.
Let's take a look at the Rollers offense with freshman quarterback Alex Irby. He will have Odell Green next to him in the running game as his main running back. The H-back is Kayon Bratton, a junior. Wide receivers of Damian Hammonds, Makai Flowers, Tyrone Moore, all of them 6'2", all of them very explosive.
Old Forge team has only given up about 300 yards passing in their game so far this season. And off will go to Green, cuts back after running nowhere to the left side, comes back to the middle, gets a couple yards to the 25-yard line, so it'll be second down and 8.
Tydre Holland Ali, Kyler Ray Williams, Marcus Martinez, Tyree Duncan, Marlon Davis. That's your offensive line for the Rollers. A very underrated group with four seniors to join the junior Davis.
Second down and 8. Handoff again goes to Green up the middle. Finds a lot of room across midfield. Odell Green, can he be caught? 30, 20. Only one guy can maybe get him. 5-yard line, and he cuts into the end zone for the touchdown. 75-yard touchdown run for Odell Green. And it's 6-0 roller.
He just exploded through the offensive line. The first play, he tried to bounce outside, saw nothing was there, came back the other way. Well, they went right back to the same gap that he found success the previous play, and yet this time there was a big hole, and because of all of the attention on the wide receivers, that safety's out of the box. So Mario Simone is nowhere to be found. He has to try to chase down Green, but he's already gone by that time. A big explosion to start off the game here for the Rollers.
Ryan Hernandez in for the extra point. Snap, hold, kick, up. It is good. We will take timeout. We are just 44 seconds into this game. It is Steel High 7, Old Forge nothing. Back with Roller Football after this here on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Promised you points. 44 seconds into the game, we got some points. 7-0 Steel High, a 75-yard touchdown run by Odell Green to get things started.
Thank God I got an opportunity to mention the offensive line, too, before that play. Got the whole Steel High offense in and to introduce them because they weren't on the field for too long, but they were effective.
Kickoff. D. Gregorio gets it at the 12-yard line, straight up to the 20, gets turned back. And stuffed at about the 27-yard line.
That's a great tackle there by Jayon Perry, the leading tackler on the defensive side for Steel High. A very elusive return man is Michael DeGregorio. He's one of the starting wide receivers along with Casey Holzman. Starting offense, well, it all depends who they bring out here at quarterback. James Sobel will be the sophomore quarterback that you'll see. He's more of a running threat. 4-year starter Dante Lucarelli. He's a guy who they call them co-starters because they will rotate these quarterbacks and it will not be a series by series. It may be a play by play sort of thing.
Sobel will hand it off to the deep man in the eye. That is Dando, I believe.
That's Casey, Colin Holtzman is the starter for them, and his high on the season, 183 yards against Lackawanna Trail where he really carried the load. But Hezekiah Dietz is another guy. He was the leading rusher a week ago in their game against Bristol. So they'll use both of those guys. John Greenfield's the main fullback who leads the way blocking. And again, they rotate wide receivers. Zach Weaver, a very important person in both blocking at tight end as well as a potential safety valve for the quarterbacks.
High backfield once again. Holzman again with the carry going up the middle, pushing forward. Good work by the O-line there of Old Forge to push the Rollers back. Good, going to be good enough for a first down out to about the 20 or the 37-yard line.
It is a veteran offensive line. 4 out of the 5 guys are returning starters. They are Louis Castaldi, Demetrius Dolanish, Santino Crappa, Salel Rose, and Nick Rasmus. Crappa is the only one who didn't start a year ago. Rose, the right guard, and Rasmus, the right tackle, are big boys who are at sophomore at juniors, really garnering some real attention.
Holzman again with the give, going to the left side of the offensive line, gets out to the 40-yard line. So a gain of 3. So a couple thumps here by Old Forge trying to get that ground game established.
Very true to what they do, and that is they want to pound the ball between the tackles. What Steel High has to be careful about is overcommitting on the inside and allowing those bounce-out lanes. Holzman against Lackawanna Trail really exploited that sort of thing when Trail gambled on the inside, clogged that up. He was able to bounce to the outside and had several big-time runs.
Second down and 7. Sobel under center. This time it is going to be Hezekiah Dietz as the deep guy in the eye. He's going to get a pitch going to the right side, tries to cut up the middle and runs into a bunch of white shirts at the line of scrimmage, and it's turned back after a gain of 2 to the 42.
Now, Holtzman's the power guy. Dietz is the speed guy. They tried to send him a little bit more off the tackle, but Steel High was up to the challenge. Let's take a look at this defense with Kyler Ray Williams, Andrew Irby Jr., Tyree Duncan and Tydre Holland-Ali is an improving and very good front four for the Rollers. They are forced to do a lot up front against offensive lines that try to slow things down and grind it out against them. Linebacking core of Tyshawn Holland-Ali, Zaheem Lewis, Jayon Perry. You're also going to see some Amari Williams as well as Eugene Green at those positions. Pryor, Flowers, Moore, and Hammonds is the secondary.
And off to Deitch, trying to get to the outside. Does so. Gets the first down, and Moore down the sideline. Going to be a first down for Old Forge into Steel High territory.
You know, and you see the difference between these two teams and their philosophy as far as running the football. You've got a Steel High team that's going to use Odell Green constantly. You've got an Old Forge team that's going to mix up their running backs, and they're going to use them where they feel they're effective. Holtzman between the tackles, Deitch to the outside to use that speed.
Gain of 18 on the play to the Steel High 42-yard line. First drive of the game for Old Forge here. 8:30 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 in favor of the Rollers. Eye backfield, two receivers to the left. Handoff goes to Deitch. Tripped a little bit. Now he'll be tackled forward across the 40-yard line to about the 41 for a gain of 3.
Just taking a look at Dietz's numbers, and this is a team that they had a couple games, only 5 of them. They had one of them taken away, and the one that probably would have been their toughest game, Notre Dame Green Pond, had some COVID issues when they were supposed to play against this Old Forge squad, and because of that, that game got canceled. So that would have been the biggest test of the season for Old Forge. So they didn't get a chance to play that one, still 5 games. One of those games was against the Holy Cross team that just was not competitive at all. And the starters really didn't play at all in that game for the Blue Devils.
To left eye backfield, Deitz, the deep guy, play fake. Sobel looking to throw, throws back, and it is incomplete. Looking to get it to Zach Weaver, but it was off the mark and incomplete.
The amazing thing about this Old Forge offense is that how well they throw the football. You've got Sobel at a 76% completion rate on the season. And that ball's right in the hands of his tight end, maybe a touch high, but one that Weaver really should have brought down.
Brings up a 3rd down and 8 at the 40-yard line of Steel High.
De Gregorio is the guy that they like to look to in these situations. He's wide to the right.
Oldman in the backfield. He's going to get the give, trying to get around the corner on the right side. Does so down the sideline, and he's going to have a 1st down. Down inside the 30 to the 25.
Oldman is, by all accounts from this team, the heart and soul of this team, both offensively and defensively, is a key defender at middle linebacker, but on the offensive side, in a situation where you probably look past, they decide it's 4 down territory where they are anyways. They run the football, Steel High, not quite ready for it.
19-yard run all the way down to the 21-yard line. So 1st and 10 for Old Forge at the Roller 21. Eye backfield again. It goes to Holtzman up the middle. And he is able to push forward and get some decent yardage down to about the 15. Gain of 6 on the run.
Amari Williams, the tackle for Steel High, as the roller is right now trying to bend but not break. Also, the other thing that they're doing, they're trying to rotate some of these defensive linemen with these long, time-consuming possessions that are put together by Old Forge, trying to keep the big guys fresh. Irby replacing Duncan in the lineup out there at defensive tackle.
Holzman, the deep guy in the eye, Sobel under center. 2 receivers to the left, handoff though, right up the middle again. That's Holzman fighting forward, going to have the 1st down inside the 10-yard line.
Staying very true to who they are and what they are as a program is running the football and dominating the line of scrimmage. And you're just seeing at the line of scrimmage, man on man, it is Old Forge that is winning the majority of those battles. They're getting the penetration, they're being able to seal off holes, and Holtzman is the beneficiary.
Calling it at the 8-yard line, 1st and goal. Holtzman, deep guy in the eye. Sobel hands it to him up the middle. Holtzman finds his way inside the 5, and he's down to about the 1 or 2.
They're really picking apart that right side of the line right now. That's making some movement, especially coming out of the backfield. Greenfield doing a great job at his blocking as a fullback.
And that right side is Rose and Rasmus, 260 pounds, 250 pounds respectively. They're the big side of that line. When they want tough yards, that's where they go.
2nd and goal at the 3. Holzman with the give, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. 3-yard touchdown run for Colin Holzman And it is Steele High 7, Old Ford 6.
Head coach Mike Schuback, he's a veteran over there. 19th year on the bench for them. And he knows that the best way to answer Steele High's quick strike is to take some of the air out of their excitement by taking a nice, long time consuming drive and trying to grind and wear this team down. It is Old Ford, who's a little bit deeper, and they take advantage here with a touchdown.
Little swinging gate action. They are going to try to go for two. De Gregorio is going to try to run it, and he is in to the end zone. So Old Forge takes the lead on the two-point conversion. So we'll take timeout. 6:01 left to play first quarter. It is Old Forge 8, Steele High 7. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
Back to Old Ford Football Stadium. Steely, Brian Kaiser, John Wilsbach for this Steele High Old Ford playoff football game. We are 1 second away from the midpoint here in the first quarter, and it's 8-7 in favor of Old Ford. We're on track for 120 points in this game, just saying.
We've got a lot of points that are probably still there on the board. When the defense makes a stop either side, and neither one of these teams turns the ball over very much, so it's not like that's one of those things that we're expecting here.
Here's the kick. It is going to go at the 20-yard line, and that is Green. Makes one man miss, now finds the sideline, cuts back at the 40, and he is just shy of midfield on the return.
That's a great return there by Green, because instead of coming right up the middle, he sees that the containment on the far side coming down to the same place where he was on the sideline had cheated too far in. Just explodes right up the sideline.
They mark him right on the midfield stripe. Two receivers to the right side. We'll have one wide out to the left. Green in the backfield. And in motion, we've got flag.
That's going to be offside. Zach Weaver, the defensive end, jumped early. Let's take a look at that Old Forge defense with Zach Weaver, Jayden Rose, Nick Rasmus, and Louis Castaldi. The front four. Rose is the guy at one of the defensive tackles who's going to be tough to move out of the way. 320-pound massive player to try to move a defensive tackle.
Two receivers to the right and in motion. And we are going to have another flag.
And that would be Rose.
Offsides again.
When you jump offsides at 320 pounds, it's tough to get that momentum stopping, and he could not stop himself before crossing over. Rest of the defense, Josh Spindler, Hezekiah Dietz are the outside backers, Colin Holtzman and John Greenfield, a very good pair of inside backers, Michael DiGregorio, Mario Simone, and Casey Holtzman in the secondary.
Same formation for the Rollers. And off we'll go to Green, trying to the right side of the offensive line, scoots forward for a couple yards to the 38, gain of 2.
Ultimate on the stop, he's the leading tackler on this squad. He was all-region a year ago as a junior. And again, he is the heart and soul of this team on the defensive side. So not the biggest guy at 5'8", 205 pounds, but man, he's a tough, hard-nosed football player.
Receivers left, one to the right. Now Moore switches sides, so two to the right. In motion, that is going to be Flowers. He spins around at the 40-yard line, able to get to the 35, so a gain of 3, that is all.
Wasn't the cleanest of handoffs there, but Flowers was able to handle it. He's a guy who started off the season actually running the ball really well, but over the last few weeks, he has been very ineffective on that jet sweep. They have not been able to break him free the way they were the first couple weeks of the season. Flowers sees something. He's trying to call an audible, but Arby doesn't see him in the backfield.
Three receivers to the left. Arby tries the hard count. Can't get the Blue Devils to jump. And in motion, so now wing and three receivers to the left side. Going to be handoff to Green, looking to try to pick his holes. Does so, cuts back, and he's going to be close to the 30-yard line. Old Forge is saying they have the football. Let's see what the Zebras say here.
Referees have not indicated that. They're marking it down. First down.
First down.
Steel high. He was down before the ball came out. The thing that you gotta love about Odell Green, he's a guy who, the patience that he shows running the football, there it was where he's going to the outside, doesn't just use feet, looking for that cutback lane, and when he does, he hits it hard.
Two receivers to the right side, one to the left, Irby with Green in the backfield, and in motion is Hammond. It's gonna be a handoff to Green, trying to again pick his way right up the middle. And he's going to find a couple yards down to about the 27.
Now, they have not thrown the ball yet this game. But Andrew Irby's a kid who, just a freshman, 6'2", 185 pounds, already is getting some buzz about him. But he's a guy that, the thing that really stands out about him on tape is his poise back there, calling signals, just very, very, looks like he's in charge, something a freshman should not look like he is.
He's a big boy for a freshman, that's for sure. Flowers in motion, heading towards the left, but still two receivers on the right side. Now he'll stop and set. Irby takes the snap, looking to throw, chucking it deep, looking for more, and it's overthrown and incomplete.
They set up the wheel route perfectly that time. You had Makai Flowers running a deep post, and right off of that underneath, you had Tyrone Moore running the wheel route, the little out, and then turn it up the field. He was open. Irby just did not put enough loft underneath that ball, and it sets up a third down and seven. It's definitely four down territory for the Rollers, so they don't have to go away from the run here if they don't want to. Remember back to Old Forge's scoring drive. This is a place where on a third down and eight, similar area of the field, they hit a running play for 19 yards that kept that drive alive.
Receivers on either side, third and seven. Over Steel High, the Old Forge, 27-yard line. Green in the backfield. Flowers in motion. Fake the jet to him. Irby looking. Looking deep. Looking for Hammonds. And he is hit at the goal line, knocked to the ground. The officials say no flag, so incomplete.
Part of that is the poor positioning from the back judge. He wasn't deep enough to be able to see that. But the other thing was you had Hammonds who was coming across the field. That ball was thrown poorly behind him. He had to make too much of a move back the other way. Probably not a call that I would make either as a referee, but the back judge definitely was not in position to see the contact that was there.
A chance for Old Forge to stop the Rollers here on fourth and seven at the 27. Two receivers right, one left. Irby, well, he drew off his own offensive tackle.
That's Marlon Davis jumping early. I don't know that that hurts them here.
Probably not.
Because I don't know that they were going to throw a pass that was going to be just 7 yards. I mean, this is a place that if you've got a quick slant to one of your fast receivers, maybe you try to hit that. But I think this team likes to throw the ball deep anyway. So they haven't tried to get the ball to Flowers in the passing game. There's a lot of attention to him. He's on the far side.
Now three receivers to the left. Irby looking deep, looking down the sideline, looking for Flowers. Go up and get it, and he is going to get a flag, if nothing else.
Yeah, it's going to be pass interference. He goes up for the football, and the defensive back on the play, Simone, the corner on that side, never even bothered looking for the football, just slammed right into Flowers as he went for it. It's going to be an automatic first down here for Steel High on the 15-yard penalty, and for the Rollers, that is a bailout more than anything else, except for the fact that Flowers was going to make that catch for a touchdown. So Simone saved the touchdown, but that's the nice thing for the Rollers. When you've got an athlete like Flowers who, when it's time to make a big play, can just run by the defense and be there.
First and 10 for Steel High at the Old Forge 17-yard line. The big conversion there via the yellow hanky. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, Green in the backfield. He's going to get the give, trying to get around the corner on the left side, but he is going to be tackled in the backfield. And a nice tackle by John Greenfield.
Yeah, John Greenfield makes the stop, but Hezekiah Dietz, the outside linebacker, was the one who set the edge and did not allow any sort of move for Green to bounce that one to the outside. Had to force him back to the inside, and that's where Greenfield was. Holtzman, Greenfield, a tremendous inside linebacker pairing in this 4-4 set.
Second down and 11. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Green in the backfield with Irby. Irby takes the snap, looking to throw, looking deep across the middle, and it is caught by Tyrone Moore for the touchdown. 13-yard touchdown pass, sorry, 18-yard touchdown pass from Irby to Moore, and it is 13-8, Steel High.
And that was a beautifully thrown ball that time from Alex Irby, and you had a fake from Flowers. He stayed back at the line of scrimmage. Safeties were looking elsewhere, and all of a sudden on that post pattern, here comes Tyrone Moore. All three of these receivers can just run by you. And we saw that right there. Moore runs by his defensive man, makes a catch, his fifth touchdown catch of the year.
Flags on the PAT, and this is going to be against Steel High.
And by the way, that's the 27th touchdown pass of the year in just eight games for Alex Irby. You talk about a team that has put up statistical numbers that you would expect from a regular length of season. This is just the eighth game of the year for the Rollers, and they still have numbers for their top offensive players that you would expect to see from the top guys in a full season.
Slightly longer extra point for Hernandez, but he's got enough boots, and he puts it through the upright. So we'll take timeout. 2:18 left to play first quarter. Steel High 14, Old Forge 8. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The Steel American Legion Post 420 congratulates the Rollers on a great season. The Steel American Legion is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. The Steel Legion is certified COVID compliant, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion, Post 420.
Welcome back, Old Forge Footballs. Steve Lee along with Brian Kaiser and John Wilsbach here. He's trying to get some video highlights that we'll post after the contest is complete tonight. Here's the kickoff. Kickoff, Di Gregorio lets it squib around on the ground, finally picks it up at the 7-yard line, in some trouble there. 10-15, flag comes flying in. He'll be stopped at the 20-yard line, but this will likely be going back a little bit.
It will. David Pryor is the one who ends up making the stop for Steel High. On those kickoffs, you see sometimes some big plays happen when you let the ball bounce, and then you see some really bad plays. There's very that are in the middle.
Yeah.
But what that does is it gives more time for those blockers to do things they shouldn't be doing. And we see, inevitably, here's the holding call against Old Forge, pushing them all the way back to their own 10-yard line. So, a great chance here for the Steel High defense. And this is a group, the linebacking core is the part that I really want to focus on more than anything else, because they like to blitz at least one of those guys into the A or B gap pretty much on most plays. They're looking for that run support. Can one of them make a stop in the backfield?
First drive was 12 plays, 74 yards. Here is Holdman on first down. Breaks a tackle, 15, 20, and he'll be slammed to the turf at the 25-yard line. But that is a 15-yard pickup for Colin Holdman, who's got 71 yards so far here in the first quarter.
And what you saw was a draw play where Steel High saw a quarterback dropping back to pass and immediately pinned their ears back, and they're going after the quarterback. And all it took was a little slight block to either side by the center and the left guard opening up a hole, and here comes Holzman out of there into the secondary on the run.
Now, speaking of quarterback, it should be noted that Sobel is still in under center. Drops the football and has to fall right on it. So going to be a loss of a yard. It'll be second and 11.
And this is something where Dante Lucarelli, the other quarterback that they have, he actually, if you take a look at who's gotten the majority of the key snaps and games, Sobel's been the guy. And Lucarelli has a four-year, they like to call him a four-year starter, but realistically right now, Sobel's the starting quarterback of this football team. He's had the better action in the better games, And the other thing that he gives you that Lucarelli does not, Sobo is a real threat to run the football. So that's something else that he adds, an element that his counterpart as the other quarterback on this team does not.
Receivers to either side, wing back to the left side of the formation. They'll lead the way for Holzman, who gets the give, but he is turned back and knocked out of bounds. Steele High is saying they got the ball, and the official agrees. Steele High is going to have the football at about the 20-yard line.
That's a tremendous job that time. I believe it was Tydre Holland Ali, maybe the best pure defensive lineman on this squad, who ends up poking that ball free. He set the edge on the play. They came running to the short side of the field, and the boundary, it looked like, was going to keep that one in play. But instead, Holland Ali was able to poke that ball free, and I think David Pryor ended up getting the recovery for the Rollers.
So the Rollers are in business here at the 21-yard line of Old Forge.
I don't know that Old Forge had, now they've only played five games, but I don't know that they have a turnover this season. That may be their first.
The receivers left side, Flowers in motion, hand off to Green, trying to come out the back door to the right side, but he has stood up and turned back. Maybe a loss maybe of a yard or so.
That's now going to be a motivated effort from the Old Forge defense, and Josh Spindler was the guy who led the charge on that play. Gonna have to run one more play here in this first quarter, but a turnover that the Rollers desperately want to cash in on.
Second down and 11. They do not have to run the play if they don't want to. Irby with two receivers to the left side, five on the game clock. Irby just saying easy, easy, and I think they're just going to let it wind, and there's the siren. So we'll take time out. Our score after one, it is Steele High 14, Old Forge 8. Back with the second quarter after this. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland on Walnut Street in Harrisburg congratulates the Rollers on a great season. Jazzland is open 11 a.m. until midnight daily. The kitchen is open for dining in or for carrying out. COVID protocols are observed for a safe but enjoyable environment, and the jukebox is still playing the tunes. That's Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg. Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Welcome back to Old Forge Football Stadium. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, John Bosbach as well. Going to be a second down and 11 for Steele High, the Old Forge. 22-yard line. Irby takes snap, play fake, looking to throw, looking deep, and it is going to be caught, and it is good for a touchdown. That is Damian Hammonds with a 22-yard touchdown reception. And he was right in the back of the end zone.
And it's a gorgeous throw again from Irby, though, as he sees his wide receiver break off the line of scrimmage. And that's what this Steele High passing game is. They love to go deep. And they have three guys in Flowers, Moore, and Hammonds who can do so, running by defenders. You can't cheat on just one of them, and you don't know which one and which side of the field they're going to come from. This time from the left, it's Hammonds with his 10th touchdown catch of the season.
Hernandez puts the boot to it. It is up. It is good. We will take timeout again. 11:53 left to go in quarter number two. It is Steele High 21, Old Forge 8. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Back to Old Forge, the turnover for Old Forge turns into points for Steel High. They lead it here 21-18. Second touchdown pass for Irby. This one to Damian Hammond.
And Damian Hammond's on fire. Last week had 10 catches, 260 yards, and 4 touchdowns against Muncie, and now has another touchdown in this game to extend the Roller lead.
Kickoff will go to Holzman. Bounces off of a man. Now breaks a tackle going to the left side. This is the other Holzman. This is Casey Holzman across midfield for Old Forge. So they'll start in Steel High territory here at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, he's a dangerous return man back there. They've got two of them that can take it. Di Gregorio has already brought a punt back for a touchdown, but it was Casey Holzman who earlier this year had a kickoff return for a touchdown. That one, an excellent return, was hit around the 45-yard line on his side, and it was able to bounce off of that and pick up another 10 yards after that into Steel High territory.
Let's see who's in there at quarterback. It's still Sobel in there. Hezekiah Dietz is now the deep man in the eye. Two receivers right side. Dietz gets the give, trying to go right up the middle, spun around, and he'll get 3 to the 42.
The thing I love about what the Rollers do sometimes defensively, they will bring Makai Flowers into the A-gap, and because of his instincts, does a great job of really guessing the snap count and on impact being able to be a problem for an offensive line. That time he was up the line of scrimmage, jumped the A-gap, and that forced Dietz to go a little bit further outside, and it also affects those blockers. Trying to figure out who to pick up, that guard has to come down on the down block at that point and pick up Flowers, and that allows other guys to fill that hole.
Dietz is still in there behind Greenfield in the eye. Sobel hands it off to him, going up the middle. Dietz breaks a tackle and gets the first down, down to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 11 for Hezekiah Dietz.
And that's the adjustment then from Old Forge. So if you're going to have Flowers up there at the line of scrimmage shooting that A-gap, now we're going to go off tackle. We're going to use that power play. So he runs up the middle. We pick him up. We end up blocking and go to the outside. And now where that safety might normally be to help in run support, he's no longer there. So if you break that first line of containment, it's going to be a big game. That time Dietz picks up the first down as a result.
10-26 and counting here in the second quarter. Steel High leading 21-8, a long run by Odell Green. 2 touchdown passes by Irby. Old Forge trying to respond. High backfield again. Hand off Dietz. Had some hands on him in the backfield, but he's stood up at the line of scrimmage. They push him forward to about the 29 for a gain of 2, where it'll be 2nd and 8.
There is no social distancing on that offensive line with the line splits. They are shoulder to shoulder with no room in between them, and still, it is Steel High being able to at least get enough penetration to hold that to just a 2-yard gain.
Sobel still in there, quarterback.
And Lucarelli is in uniform. He's over there every single time, so we know he's available.
And off again, Dietz up the middle, gets stood up after a short gain. Give him just 1, maybe 2 on the carry, and it'll be 3rd down and mid-distance here for the Blue Devils.
That's Tydre Holland-Ali again being able to stand firm and force Dietz backwards after he got at least a good propulsion at the beginning. They're going to say he's still about 5 yards shy, but this is no question. 4 down territory for the Blue Devils where they are on the field.
About 3rd and 6.
This is a good play action down for this team, depending what sort of personnel they have in the game.
3rd down and 6. Split backfield. Play fake. Sobel looking to run. Escapes out the back door. Has the first down. And Moore gets tripped up at the 10-yard line. Somebody swiped him at the ankles and prevented him from scoring.
Trying to see who that was who swiped him. I think that may have been Flowers who got a piece of him. Check that, because I'm seeing here. Right. Nope, that actually was, that was not Flowers. That was David Pryor who, again, was in there being able to save the touchdown. But that's what Sobel gives you that Lucarelli does not, and that is that ability to run, tuck that ball. It's the first time we've seen him tuck and run, but he scoots out for a first down.
First down and goal at the 7, and we've got offsides against Steel High.
Lined up in the neutral zone. So it's going to negate any play and move them inside the 5 after the penalty. response was necessary from Old Forge after the turnover gave Steel High a two-score lead. The big kickoff return sets them up, and now they're just 4 yards away from clawing back within one score.
Sobel in the gun here. He's going to keep it on the quarterback draw, trying to fight his way off the right side of the offensive line. He gets down to, looks like, the one, maybe one and a half.
Deion Perry, the freshman linebacker, who is also the leading tackler for the Steel High team on the season, in there on the stop. So, not a small quarterback. He's 5'11", 228 pounds as a sophomore. So when he's coming in there, it's like you're trying to tackle a fullback.
Second and goal at the 2 yard line. Power eye to the right. They are all lead blockers for Dietz, who gets into the end zone. Hezekiah Dietz, 2 yard touchdown run, and Old Forge pulls to within seven. It's 21-14.
And just bursting behind that right side of the offensive line. We talked about it before. Salel Rose and also Nick Rasmus on the right side of that Blue Devils offensive line when they need big time yardage. And in the ground game, that's where they go. And Dietz ends up scoring without being touched, his fourth touchdown of the season.
It is the swinging gate style of extra point. They snapped it, and DiGregorio ran it last time. This time, it's going to be Keegan Barbetti coming in for the PAT attempt. There's snap. The hold. The kick is up. It's good. We will take timeout. 7:30 left to play in the first half. It is Steel High 21, Old Forge 15. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
Welcome back to Old Forge High School Football Stadium. The lady along, Brian Kaiser, John Wilsbach. Certainly is a new facility that we broadcasted from. Kind of a neat stadium here, like in the middle of this town, which is, again, just underneath Scranton, like right in the middle of the neighborhood. Kind of like what it is in Steel High, or in Steel.
Exactly. And this is the Devil's Den is what they call it as a nickname. It's not the official name for the stadium is the Devil's Den, but it works for a team. Its team name is the Blue Devils.
Kickoff goes 25-yard line. That's Flowers. Breaks a tackle. 40. Midfield. Down the sideline. Cuba. Mackay Flowers to the house on the kickoff return for touchdown. That was 75 yards. We've got an injured Steel High player behind the play, but Flowers with the return for touchdown, and it is 27-15 Steel High.
That is Mackay Flowers being Mackay Flowers. And there's not another player on this field who could do what he just did, and that is take the ball and just squirt between two guys with a burst of speed and strength at the same time that is able to propel him all the way towards the end zone. That was a beautiful move that time from Mackay Flowers. And the Rollers, I mean, you got a big kickoff return the other way that sets up Old Forge with a short field. And Steel High just says, you know what, the heck with it. We're just going to do it right here off the kickoff. Bang, into the end zone. And the Rollers, confused right now about what they want to do.
Yeah, big timeout. They might have had personnel problems because there was two rollers
right
shaking up there on the play, and that was
Moore was
Pryor.
One of them. Pryor was the other one, and I see Moore right now going out onto the field. Pryor's the holder normally for the kick for extra points.
That might
so
be why there was some
him being banged up is important there.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they recognized it right away. They had somebody out there who was going to do the holding, but in a game where every point matters, especially with Old Forge earlier getting a 2-point conversion, they're not chasing points, which I think is the right move here for the Rollers. There's no reason to, you've got the lead, keep kicking the extra points at this point. If at some point you have a reason to go for two, then you feel confident you can probably go out there and try to get it if you need to. But Pryor, after being a little shaken up on the kickoff, he's back out there as the holder, and now all is right in special teams in Rollerland.
Trying to tack on the PAT here is Brian Hernandez out of the hold of Pryor. There's a snap. Hold is down. The kick is on the way, and it is missed. He hit it low and to the left, so it is no good. We'll take timeout. 7:18 left to play in the first half. It is Steel High 27, Old Forge 15. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The Steeled American Legion Post 420 congratulates the Rollers on a great season. The Steeled American Legion is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. The Steeled Legion is certified COVID compliant, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, the Steeled American Legion Post 420.
Back here to Old Forge again. Points aplenty here tonight. Steel High leading 27-15. Old Forge, I think, have given up, what, 37 points all year so far?
Yeah, that's going to go away quickly.
Yeah. Here's the kickoff. Dietz fields at 20-yard line, 25, 30. And sorry, that's De Gregorio, and he will go out of bounds, and I think they might have caught Steel High with a late hit out of bounds.
He was running towards the sideline. He had given himself up, and somebody a little push after he had already stepped out of bounds. Go back to that extra point, though, because, again, we talk about the potential that every point matters here. And on that extra point, it looked like De Gregorio had jumped off sides, even to the point where he just stopped. So he jumps offside. He didn't even bother continuing to make his rush. But the line judge on the far side doesn't throw the flag. And then Hernandez ends up missing the extra point, which ends up costing Steel High a point. Not a big deal right now, and you hope if you're rooting for Steel High that it's not going to be a big deal. But it's something that they missed the call, and the Rollers did not benefit from.
High backfield. We hand off. That is Holzman. Big hole up the middle. Gets the first down. Squirts free. 30, 25. They're trying to run him down. They finally do. Down about the 15-yard line, inside the 15 to the 13, a big run and a first down for Old Forge.
When you run the ball effectively to the right side as many times in this first half as Old Forge has, the defense starts cheating that direction. And this time they go back the other way to the left side behind Dolanish and Castaldi on that left side, Santino Kraft in the center, and they run that direction. And John had mentioned earlier, John Greenfield, the fullback, a great lead blocker on the play, led him right into the hole.
Dietz, the deep man this time, going up the middle. And this time he has Rollers on him at the line of scrimmage. Able to fight forward for two, give him down to the 10.
Yeah, grinding forward, and this is an Old Forge offense that, you know, they have not gotten an opportunity to really get their passing game going. They haven't needed to as much. But the uncharacteristic turnovers, why they're behind by two scores right now, something they have not had a problem with this season in the five games they've been able to play.
Second down and 8 at the Steel High 10-yard line. I backfield, two receivers, left side, handoff. In goes to Dietz, trying to muscle his way forward. And we'll get down to about the 7. Straight up the middle.
They're just saying to the Rollers, hey, stop this. And the main thing that I think that more than anything that Coach Mike Schuback is looking at is you've got a Steel High team that has a lot of guys who are playing both ways, especially on that offensive and defensive line, guys in the trenches. What's the best way to try to wear them down? Continue pounding the ball at them in the running game.
Beats in the backfield. Sobel under center, two receivers to the right side, handoff goes to Dietz up the middle. Inside the 5 and down to around the 3. It's going to be just short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down at about 1.
Kyler Ray William holding on for dear life there, had all shirt. Still able to hold him up a little bit. They're just grinding it right up the middle on him.
you can expect Steel High to be coming with a full-out blitz on this play because, hey, if you can stop them here for no gain, you get the ball back deep in your own territory, but you don't give up points. You give up anything here anyways, they're probably going to pick up the first down.
Power eye to the left backfield. It's going to be Sobel keeping it himself, and he bounces off the right side and into the end zone for the touchdown. A three-yard keeper for James Sobel. And it is 27-21. Steel High's lead is just 6.
And got that help again from Greenfield. Yep. Just comes in behind him and gives him a big bounce from behind and dashes him through the right side of the line.
The other problem there for Steel High is they gambled, really jammed up the A gaps to the inside, and the ball and the sneak came just outside of that off the right guard.
And the extra point by Barbetti is missed this time wide to the right side. So we'll take timeout with 4:45 left to go in the first half. It is Steel High 27, Old Forge 21. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland on Walnut Street in Harrisburg congratulates the Rollers on a great season. Jazzland is open 11 a.m. until midnight daily. The kitchen is open for dining in or for carrying out. COVID protocols are observed for a safe but enjoyable environment, and the jukebox is still playing the tunes. That's Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
Back to Old Forge High School Football Stadium. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, and John Wilsbach. Anthony White keeping us on the air back at WMSS Studios in Middletown. Well, we came up here expecting some points, and we are still getting them. 4:45 to go in the second quarter, 27-21.
We're going to keep getting these two offenses, and even the special teams for that matter, are way too explosive for a normal defense to hold them down.
Kick his little squibber up the middle. Picked up at the 30-yard line. And is that Green who ended up with the football? Didn't get much of a return, just a couple yards to the 33.
There wasn't a soul who blocked for him. He was surrounded by about 7 blue jerseys in the middle of the field as he started bringing that return back. And I think this is the place right now. This is a key stretch in the game for Steel High offensively. Does the way that this game and how Old Forge has been trying to grind on them affect them at the end of the second quarter?
And off on first down, that Green with the carry and doesn't get too much, maybe a yard.
And you're seeing offensive linemen for the Rollers who are not firing out of their stance. They're coming up and they're making contact, but they're not getting any penetration. This is where the extra depth that Old Forge has in the trenches helps them.
Second down and 9. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Play fake. Irby looking to throw. Chucks it. Caught Ammons at the 40-yard line. And he spun around and knocked down a little late. No flags, though.
This is the benefit of being at home when you're playing a game like this. So you had Steel High have a flag thrown on them earlier for a hit out of bounds. That time, Hammonds was definitely out of bounds. Continues to get pushed. Ends up falling down. And there's no call.
They're down in 3. 3 receivers. Make it 4 receivers lined up on the left side of the formation. Green in the backfield. Irby takes a snap. Play fake. Quick throw. Hammonds catches it. Line of scrimmage, fights his way forward for the first down. Had a nice block out here by Bratton to give him enough for the first.
Yeah, Taon Bratton got in the way, and he did a good job. And when you say it's a good block for 2 reasons. One, he was able to get his body in the way. And the other thing is when you're on the outside like that, if somebody gets around you or tries to, it's so easy to grab a hold of them, fought that urge, and they pick up the first down.
Your receivers, he has side handoff, goes to Green up the middle, but he is turned back at the line of scrimmage. No, sir, there. A couple of Holzmans there for the Blue Devils.
It's a tired offensive line right now, Steve. You got an offensive line where a lot of these guys are playing both ways, and they are bearing the brunt of what they have to do on the defensive side of the ball, and now on offense, they're having trouble opening up the running game here late in the second quarter.
Second down and 10. CU High at their own 36-yard line, leading by 8 here with 3 minutes to go in the first half. 27-21 is the score. 2 receivers left side. Irby looking that way. Throws it up for Flowers. Throws it deep. I don't think he saw it soon enough, and it falls incomplete.
Didn't know it was coming. They got the matchup they wanted, though. They want him on Simone. They don't want him on DeGregorio. They want him running by Simone. They feel that they have a little bit better opportunity to make a big play on that. But as you said, he looked up for it in the lights. He never saw it coming.
Now a third down and 10 for Steel High. They'll line up Flowers way wide to the right side. And three receivers that way. Flowers comes in motion to the left. Now stops and sets. Irby takes the snap. Has time in the pocket. Will throw, looking deep. And it is going to be found and caught at the 30-yard line. And that is going to be a first down. And that is Tyrone Moore.
Tyrone Moore on the wheel route. And they, again, with that little out and up where it's cleared out by Flowers, Simone goes with him as they're playing man-to-man against specific guys. So Simone, the guy that they feel is the best cover man, marking against Flowers, and that means it's the safety, Casey Holtzman, who has to keep up with Moore, could not do so.
And 34, 2-3 receivers to the left side for Irby. Hand off, goes to Green, up the middle, trying to find that little crease. Can't really find too much, but does gain positive yards, a couple yards down to the 27, second and 7.
They're going to keep giving Odell Green the football. 5'11", 190 pounds, and as a senior, has been waiting for this opportunity. He didn't get to play in the playoffs a year ago because of the transfer from Middletown. And now getting that opportunity, and he is hungry for this chance.
And carry there for Green, 89 yards. Of course, the bulk of them came on his 75-yard touchdown run early in the first quarter. Three receivers left side. Irby looking to throw. Has time. Will hoist it deep down along the sideline, and it was almost hauled in. Was that Hammonds?
Yep.
Down there?
That's Hammonds. And what you're seeing right now, Steve, is you've got Hammonds, who's going to be marked by DeGregorio. You've got Flowers, who's being man-marked this time by Simone. And then Moore is usually getting the safety or one of the outside linebackers trying to keep up with. That's going to be the mismatch, is anytime they can find Tyrone Moore. But on that play, you had Hammonds going down the field. He stopped, tried to make a move, tried to push off a little bit to get room against DeGregorio, and could not get back in time. Slipped on the wet turf.
Steel High takes a timeout. We'll step out as well. 2:02 left to play in the first half. It is Steel High 27, Old Forge 21. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Back to Old Forge. Steve, Brian, John, 2:02 left to go in the first half. 27-21, Steel High in the lead.
Our friends here at Fury Construction, yeah, they've been with us for a long time. Don Fury Construction and his son Dan been with us back in the McDevitt days and Steel High days for so long. We want to thank them for helping bring this game to you.
Three receivers left side, one to the right. The pass goes back to the right, and it is incomplete. Skipped it in front of Hammonds, and it is going to be fourth down now for Steel High.
Had just enough pressure to force that ball to be inaccurate, as it looked like the pressure came up the gut, Jaden Rose. So now definitely a go-for-it situation for Steel High. You wonder if they're going to just try to throw something short, which has not necessarily been their great nature. They tried to do it there, or do you try to pick it up here on this fourth down by just going to the end zone?
Three receivers to the left. One to the right. Green in the backfield with Irby. And we've got a timeout taken by Steel High.
I think Coach Irby looked at the formation that they had up there And with Bratton out to the near side of the field, they may have had some sort of a flanker screen set up where they were going to try to get the ball out to Flowers behind a couple blockers. He didn't like how they aligned and said, you know what, this isn't going to work. Let's call timeout and call something else.
Fourth and seven. Steele High at the Old Forge 27-yard line. Again, it's Steele High leading by six here, 27-21. And I think Old Forge, when they have had the ball, they have at least methodically been moving the ball down the field. So time might be a factor, and we might have to see the passing game of the Blue Devils. But they have to get the ball back. They have to make a stop.
But they get the ball to start the second half, so it's not as urgent for them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get the ball right away in the second half to start things off.
We go three to the left, one to the right. Irby on fourth and seven. Back to pass. Has time. Throws deep across the middle. And his receiver, Tyrone Moore, looked like he may have stumbled a little bit on the break there, and it was overthrown and incomplete. So Old Forge is going to take over the football on downs, and they'll have a minute 53 to try to navigate 73 yards.
The mismatch there again, Moore against the coverage on the inside, against safety or linebacker coverage. They were trying to exploit that. Unfortunately, Moore, when he slipped, that was already Irby had chosen to throw that ball to him, and that play had no chance of being successful because of it. De Gregorio is the big play receiver on this Old Forge team.
The handoff goes right up the middle. And that is Holtzman, and he doesn't get too much, maybe 1 yard.
This is not a deep passing team, though. So not surprising that they try to run the football and maybe hope that Steele High is thinking they're going to throw the football. They're more effective off of play action. So this is a team right now that knows they get the ball to start the second half, may not be as concerned about things.
Sobel's still in there, quarterback. He's quarterback the entire way here for Old Ford. Play fake. Now he's going to look to run, has to throw off his back foot, and incomplete. We've got a flag on the play somewhere. Came out early.
Regardless of what this was, that's a play where he's got Greenfield wide open, but never bothered looking for him until it was too late, and then didn't have enough to actually throw the ball down the field to him. It was actually more dangerous than anything else. You're the rollers here. You're declining this one.
Maybe, yeah.
Coaches, the referee is looking for Coach Irby. Coach Irby likes to be on the opposite side of the field many times. So you've got one coach up at one end. You've got another coach on the other end. And the two of them are communicating. But when the referee's looking for the head coach and he's nowhere near anybody else, because he likes to see this behind the team as much as he can. He likes to see that to his old days of being the defensive coordinator under Tom Haley.
That's him way down here.
He's
at the 15-yard line. I never noticed that about him. There we got movement all over the joint here.
Yeah, he's been there the entire game, just bouncing down there, and it gives you a different perspective, and it allows you to see how things are lining up, what gaps teams are hitting. You do not see many coaches do that.
And no, not 55 yards downfield. They'll just come up here and join us.
A little bit of solitude down there for Coach Andrew Irby. And now with a false start penalty, it's 3rd and 14. Wouldn't be surprised to see them just run a draw here and see if they can be a little bit smart about this and not have to give the ball back to Steele High with much time left.
They're down 14, and we've got
delay.
And it's going to cost Old Forge another 5 yards. Steele High have a timeout left.
They used two on the last drive.
No, they've used at least two.
This is not a scoreboard that keeps track of them.
No.
Coming up at halftime, we'll run down some scores from around the state that we can dig up for you.
Three
championship tonight.
I know there's two scores I can give you right off the bat that ended 1-0.
Yeah.
COVID is rearing its head.
It sure is.
Across the state.
So,
Teams that were affected, Pittsburgh Central Catholic had to forfeit. Erie McDowell has now won two straight weeks by 1-0 scores.
Yeah. They're down in 19, I backfield. Gonna be a handoff, and that is either Holzman or Dietz, take the pick. Not sure which one was back there. We couldn't really see who it was.
They don't have any timeouts. They have no timeouts left, so that's why they run the ball in that situation. They are, you would think they're going to have to start the play clock, but they just do it now. So there's about 11 seconds between the play clock and the game clock at the end of here of the first half, and Old Ford's going to take this all the way down.
Yeah, without a question. I would expect the punter to be under direct orders. Do not kick it to anybody.
You would think so. But here's the thing, guys. With this amount of time left, you probably are going to get one hoist to the end zone if the return is not overly long.
So it's Old Forge takes the timeout right at the end. Hey, and let's not forget, bear catch free kick.
It's not happening. Yeah, it's not happening. although Hernandez has a decent leg, but you're not expecting the punt to be
that short, or around anybody that can catch it.
You would basically need to pop that ball straight up in the air. So what you're looking at is, if you're still high, you're looking for something you can return. If that's not the case, you do want to try to catch the ball here, because that will give your offense, with a strong-armed quarterback, one chance to hoist this ball in the end zone. And when you've got 6'2", 6'2", 6'2", and the leaping ability that you do for the roller wide receivers, you want to take that shot in the end zone.
Absolutely.
Especially with Old Forge getting the ball to start the second half, this is a chance for you to go back up by two scores and have a huge momentum burst going into the locker room.
I expect, and they will have two guys back here to cover more ground at the back end of this punt. So Flowers is back there, and also it is going to be Hammonds. So we'll see what the punt brings here. It's DiGregorio is the punter. He'll take the snap. He'll run around. He's going to look to kick it on the run, and we'll boot it. And it's going to bounce and go out of bounds with 4 seconds left. And they let it go down to 1.5. It really doesn't matter. It's one play.
It doesn't matter. They got one play. And the ball comes where Irby's going to have to throw it, probably from where the line of scrimmage is going to be, and he'll be behind the line of scrimmage. This is about a 50-yard pass play. That's a pretty decent hoist for a high school quarterback. That being said,
he's a big dude.
Young man's got a strong arm. So if he can't get it there, he can get it close. You got a 4-man wall standing back at the 30-yard line, which is not near far enough. Old Forge is not playing this prevent defense the way that you would expect them to against a team that can do what Steel High does.
There we go. 1 second left in the first half. And we've got
delay of game. Well, that was
delay.
A quick play clock.
Delay game.
Considering that the play clock took a good 10 seconds to reset after the third down play for Old Forge, that one moved rather fast. They're doing it again here. And they may run into another one here.
Yeah, they need to hustle here. Get in the right place with 7 on the play clock. 5. They got a snap. 2. There's Irby. He'll throw it over to Flowers in the backfield, and he cannot. Did he catch it?
Knee it? He took a knee. Yeah, there wasn't anything there. And that was a disaster.
Yeah.
But the first half was not for Steel High, because they're going to take a lead in the locker room, and they didn't want to do anything that was going to cost them a potential lead at halftime. Be safe with it, and then just regroup.
All right, so with that, we will take timeout. Our score here at halftime, it is Seal High 27, Old Forge 21. Back with halftime show after this. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422. The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
The Steeled American Legion Post 420 congratulates the Rollers on a great season. The Steeled American Legion is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. The Steeled Legion is certified COVID compliant, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, the Steeled American Legion Post 420.
Jazzland on Walnut Street in Harrisburg congratulates the Rollers on a great season. Jazzland is open 11 a.m. until midnight daily. The kitchen is open for dining in or for carrying out. COVID protocols are observed for a safe but enjoyable environment, and the jukebox is still playing the tunes. That's Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg. Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Super 91, WMSS, Middletown.
Back to Old Forge High School Football Stadium here in the middle of Old Forge, Pennsylvania, which again is just south of Scranton. And here tonight we've got points on the scoreboard. That's for sure. 27-21 Steel High leading Old Forge at halftime. And
we got fire on the field.
We have fire. Brian, you were a drum major in high school, buddy. Where was the fire? I never saw fire.
They didn't let me. That's the big thing. They didn't let me.
Flaming baton. He was dangerous enough with that.
I tell you what though. We were at press box level at all of our games, and I still have never seen anybody throw the mace as high as Brian, Brian did back in 1989, 90.
They don't let anyone throw a mace anymore. That's the other thing, because they're afraid it's going to hit somebody. I never hit anybody with it. I can say that for sure. But I will say this, as strong as my arm was for the mace, Alex Irby has shown in this first half that he has quite the arm as a freshman quarterback and has been able to make the passes necessary when the Steel High running game, which has been their bread and butter all season long, outside of that first touchdown run from Odell Green, they have been in neutral. So it has been the passing game that has bailed them out and has put them on the scoreboard. They got one turnover that helped them out as well. That's why the Rollers have the lead right now, 27-21.
Let's take a look at the halftime statistics first. We'll look at the Blue Devils of Old Forge. Colin Holzman is the leading rusher in the game, 13 carries, 110 yards. Hezekiah Dietz, 10 for 47. Holzman with a touchdown, Dietz with a touchdown as well. Sobel, quarterback, he has 3 carries for 21 yards. He also has a touchdown for the Blue Devils. Receiving yards. That's a no. Sobel passing is 0 for 2 in the first half. So it's been the ground game, and that's it for Old Forge. Team totals for the Blue Devils, 26 carries, 178 yards on the ground. For Steel High, it has been aside from that one run from Odell Green, the 75-yard touchdown run, it hasn't been much. Odell Green, 10 carries, 89 yards. So that's 9 for 14. Flowers with 1 carry for 3 yards. Receiving, Hammonds had 3 catches, 33 yards and a touchdown. Tyrone Moore, 2 for 52 and a touchdown. Kai Flowers, his only catch was that kneel down there after he caught it. So he lost 2 yards on that catch. Alex Irby in the first half, 6 for 11 passing, 82 yards, and has the 2 touchdowns. Team totals for Steel High, 11 carries, 92 yards, 82 through the air, 174 yards of total offense for Steel High. Scoring recap, lots of touchdowns, I'll just buzz through them. Odell Green got us started, 75-yard touchdown run, next point, 7-0. Then it was Colin Holdman, a 3-yard touchdown run. They went for 2 on the swinging gate play there, and DiGregorio got it in. It was 8-7. Then Steel High scored end of the first, and right at the beginning of the second, Tyrone Moore, 18-yard pass from Irby. Then Damian Hammonds, a 22-yard pass from Irby. And in the middle there was probably the biggest play of the game, which was a fumble, a turnover by Old Forge. Steel High led 21-8 at that point. Then it was Hezekiah Dietz on a 2-yard touchdown run, and Steel High responded immediately with the Mekhi Flowers 75-yard kickoff return for touchdown. Kick failed there, and then Old Forge with James Sobel, 3-yard touchdown run, and their extra point there failed as well, and that gives us our score 27-21. You look at what happened in the first half. There were a couple of big plays. One was the fumble and the turnover that set up Steel High with a short field. And the other is when Mekhi Flowers was able to be Mekhi Flowers on that kickoff return for touchdown. Outside of that, that running game for Steel High has not been there aside from that big run from Green, and they've had trouble maintaining the ball, and Old Forge has had some longer drives, and we'll see if that wears out maybe the Steel High defense here in the second half.
I think you've already seen that, though. You've seen Steel High wearing down on the offensive and defensive lines, where the Old Forge running game has been most effective is not even on their side of the field when they have the ball in offense. It's been more effective in wearing down the Steel High offensive line, who also has to play so much defense. So because of that, you're seeing the Steel High offensive line not firing out of blocks because they're just dog tired out there.
Yeah.
I mean, and you understand completely because you have an offense that's running 8, 9, 10 play drives, and the rollers do not get a break with those guys. They've tried to rotate, but at the single A level, you just don't have that kind of depth normally. Old Forge has a little bit more than what Steel High does, especially up front, and because of that, we saw Steel High wearing down. The fact that they're up right now 27-21 at halftime is a great sign for them because they have found other ways, through turnover, through kickoff return, to find a way to maintain their advantage.
Yeah, and they're going to have to maintain that type of scoring in the second half because it is getting a little deceiving to have that lead, but yet Old Forge is really dominating that offensive line on their runs, and they're moving the ball effectively. Steel High is just getting it different ways, but we saw here in those last few minutes here of this second quarter starting to wear down a little bit, as you mentioned, and Old Forge starting to pick up that pace a little bit more. So, second half, who's going to withstand? Who's going to have that energy? Who's going to have that strength to go 2 more solid quarters?
I think one of the big things here in the first half, and you have a seasoned head coach on the other side, and Mike Schuback on the Old Forge sideline. He did not get his team out of character. They are still in character. They did not need to start relying on chucking the ball left and right. He knows what the key to victory is. That's keep pounding the football, keep control of the ball and the clock.
I agree with you except for one thing. He never got his quarterback or quarterbacks because he's never gone to Lucarelli here. And I don't know if there's an injury situation there that we don't know about,
that we
weren't told about, but we haven't seen him once. He never got Sobel into a place where if at some point this game he's got a call on him to throw the football, we don't know if he's going to be able to do so. He's never got any rhythm at all. And this is a guy that this season, with the exception of one game, has had no problem with his accuracy. Over 75% completion percentage on the season. Except the one game that was tight did not throw the ball overly well. That was against Lackawanna Trail. So in a tight game, he has not shown the accuracy. And in this game, when, again, you've got a team that's going to challenge you, unlike four of the five teams that you played this year, in those other games, no problem. In the tight game, he struggled to throw the football, did not have any continuity. And in this game, they are relying entirely on that running game. And if they have to call on that passing game, are they going to be able to do it?
A lot of questions to be answered here in the second half. Could be an entertaining one. That is for sure.
We want to thank more of our sponsors allowing us to get this game on for you tonight. Our friends up at the Steel American Legion, Post 420, up there in Harrisburg. So kind of Harrisburg Steel American Legion, right there at 19th Street. And we want to thank them. They've got things back in the groove. So many of our fine organizations like the American Legions have struggled across this country with the whole COVID thing and being shut down and trying to get back open and maintain that. But they're doing it there at the 420, the Steelton Legion. So make sure you folks support them. And we thank them for helping us get this game on the air for all of you Roller fans. And we've got a few more we'll mention as the evening goes on.
All right. With that, we will take time out. We come back. We'll have more of the halftime show, trying to find any scores we can from the District 3 teams and the state playoffs. Again, our score at the half period is Steel High 27, Old Forge 21. Back after this, you're listening to Roll It Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422. The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
The Steelton American Legion Post 420 congratulates the Rollers on a great season. The Steelton American Legion is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. The Steelton Legion is certified COVID compliant, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420.
Hi everyone, Johnny Wilsbach here on WMSS every Saturday morning. It's the All Oldie Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till noontime, playing only the 50s and the 60s. The only station in Central PA still playing the 50s and 60s. It's right here at WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Join me Saturday mornings, 6:30 till noon, here on WMSS and the All Oldie Saturday.
Back to Old Forge, 27-21, Steel High leading Old Forge here at halftime in this PIAA Class Single A quarterfinal game.
Mentioned the Oldie Saturday. Maybe I should break out the Del Shantees tomorrow. They were from Steelton back in the early 60s. Mid-60s. Had a couple songs.
I will take your word for that.
All right.
This game we were thinking might get to the 60s. Other games around the area for District 3 teams in the playoffs that are not getting to the 60s. Let's go to the championship game between Elko and Lampeter Strasburg. They're in the third quarter right now, and Elko is just tied, or Lampeter Strasburg has just tied that game up at 3 apiece. So a couple of field goals there, as all those teams have been able to muster. Wyomissing at the AAA level. That was the 4A championship. At the AAA level, Wyomissing has moved into state play, and they are whooping up on Lakeland right now. 33-0 is the score at the half, as they are almost at the mercy rule. It is a score at the AA level. At halftime, They've just gone to halftime. Camp Hill with the lead on Bishop McDevitt. No District 3 fans. Not that one. The one from down around the Philly area in District 12 from Wincott. 14-13 as McDevitt scored right before halftime to cut that to a one-point game. So Camp Hill playing at home tonight. They have the lead in that contest. 6A game is between Central York, and they are playing in that game against Delaware Valley tomorrow. That is a 1 o'clock game, and a game that a lot of people from Milford are very excited about, and a lot of people from York are very excited about, because those are two teams that have not gone very far in the past and find themselves in the state quarterfinals. A team that doesn't have to worry about a state quarterfinal matchup and is the District 3 champion at 5A, that is Governor Mifflin. Warwick had to forfeit their game, so they had to allow Governor Mifflin to move on. So Governor Mifflin will have two games to try to win a state championship. Other teams that had to forfeit, Pittsburgh Central Catholic had to forfeit their game against Erie McDowell at the 6A level. And some Wyoming Valley West had to forfeit to Cathedral Prep, which saved them a long bus ride, but also does not allow them to play. As we see the COVID cases going up and up across the state of Pennsylvania, you just wonder, are we going to be able to have a full playoff and state championship round? Yeah. Because it's looking less and less likely.
And you mentioned Camp Hill being up in their game, and there's a case team that had to sit out a week earlier in the season, battled back, goes down to York Catholic, wins the district championship, and up right now in the States.
You hope that they don't do what they did. And when they did this in the winter sports and had to cut off the state championship basketball games, it was a different time. We knew a lot less about the disease. At this point, you hope that we're able to finish this off, at least through the fall sports, allow them to play the championships, and then let's see what happens after that.
Well, one other score I found here was Bishop Guilfoyle leading Homer Center. That's 35-7 right around halftime. So Bishop Guilfoyle will await probably the winner of this game, and it will be at either Old Forge or Steel High. Whoever comes out on top here will be on the top side of the bracket.
And one thing that I know about that Guilfoyle team is they have a lot of depth on that squad. 56 guys on that roster
on a single A team.
So that gives them a huge advantage over a lot of teams that they're going to play against. And you're seeing this week the problems that the Rollers are having depth-wise up front. That's going to be a tough matchup next week if the Rollers can get there. It's going to be tough for Old Forge if they get there. Anybody who has to play a team that has that sort of depth at the single A level finds themselves already at a disadvantage.
I'm curious, do they have any other sports in the fall at Bishop Guilfoyle, or if there's any guys in the band?
Yeah, maybe not. They're all on the football team.
56, wow.
56 guys on the roster. Yep. And some talent there, too. It's not like it's just 56 dudes who decided to go out and throw on shoulder pads and a helmet. You know, they have been a quality team for quite some time, and quality programs, as we have seen, tend to recruit themselves for certain schools.
Yeah, and again, that's Bishop Guilfoyle. That is a private school that is around the Altoona area. So they do have quite a bit of draw, and it's been a successful program over the past so many years. A lot of times it was the end of the road for, I think, Steel High at least once or twice, and Old Forge a number of times. So everybody knows who Bishop Guilfoyle is. So they will likely await the winner of this game as we are about set to get the second half underway. It was an entertaining first half, to say the least, but Steel High with a six-point lead, and they will be kicking off here to Old Forge to get things started. Hernandez will put the boot to it. We are underway. Going to go to Holzman, and he cannot grab it. He has finally picked it up at the 10-yard line, and he will get tackled at the 13-yard line.
That is excellent coverage that time, not just by the guy who is down there first for Steel High, as Zaheem Lewis ends up making the tackle, but some credit to Zakai Lewis also, because Zakai Lewis set the edge on that play, did not allow Holtzman to cut to the outside. He had to look straight up the middle, and by that time, his brother was there.
Football at the 13-yard line, so not good field position here for Old Forge to start the second half. And they trail by six here, 27-21 in this PIAA Class Single A state quarterfinal game. Blue Devils come out. Going to be Sobel again under center. Handoff, that goes to Holzman. And Holzman will get to the 15-yard line. Short gain for Colin Holzman, who again was over 100 yards in the first half. 13 for 110. Now make it 14 for 112.
Kyler Ray William was the guy who ends up wrapping him up. This is a great chance for Steele High because now you've had the break to try to regenerate a little bit, get your wits about you again and recover. So can they get a stop right here?
Wide to either side. Sobel looking to throw, throws out the backside. It's caught by Greenfield, the fullback, out of the backfield, and he's going to be tackled for a first down out almost to the 30-yard line.
And for Greenfield, that's his fourth catch of the season. Does not run the ball hardly at all out of the fullback position, but there he leaks out of the backfield and finds himself with one of his best gains of the entire year from that position. As Steele High sold out on the run, they faked it to the right. They came back throwing the opposite direction, and a tackle made by Perry on the backside.
And it's a gain of 14 yards, first completed pass of the game for the Blue Devils. And so they'll have it first and 10 at their own 29-yard line here. First minute of the second half, Old Forge trailing Steele High 27-21. Two receivers left, one to the right. It's going to be Sobel in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off. And is that Dietz? Yeah, that's Dietz, and Steele High with a little, I think they might have got away with a little late roughhousing, I'll say. It wasn't a late hit. Just
no. But they were yanking at the football.
Yeah.
And that was because they brought Mekhi Flowers up at the line of scrimmage again. So on those first down plays, all of a sudden, Mekhi Flowers has spent a lot more time up at the line of scrimmage from his safety position, trying to jump into those gaps, trying to create some havoc up front for the offensive line. And that time he got in there and got a hand on Dietz enough to slow him down as he got towards the line. Never got that momentum going forward, and the line was able to hold.
Dietz in the backfield, Sobel in the gun. Line to either side. It's going to be a handoff again. No, it's going to be Sobel keeping it himself on the keeper, trying to get to the edge, and Steele High. They had him bottled up, but he was able to squirt free. Nice running there by Sobel to get close to first down yardage.
A lot of arm tackling going on. They're trying to get him high. He's a tough kid. Holds the weight well. You've got to get him lower and take those legs out.
228-pound quarterback. He's not going down on first contact.
Mm-mm.
They're down and two. Ball out at the 37-yard line. 9:45 to go in the third quarter. Big play here if Steele High can get a defensive stop. High backfield. Dietz is the deep man. Sobel under center. And off. Dietz up the middle. Hit. And it's going to be short, I think.
Oh, yeah. He's short.
By a yard.
Not sure what the guy on the near side was watching, but that ball was pushed back well shy of where he was marking the football.
So maybe close enough that Old Forge is going to try to
well,
go
no,
for
they,
it.
They're going for yeah. it here because if nothing else at this stage of the game, you have got to, if you're behind, you've got to try to get back on serve. I'm going to call it like that because that's basically what this is between these two offenses. You cannot fall behind by two scores in this game because you may never get the chance to catch back up.
There we go. Fourth down and one. We got Power Eye to the right in the backfield. Steele High is going to be offsides.
But honestly, that's what you've got to do if you're Steele High. You've got to try to jump that snap count. You've got to try to get penetration because you know you're getting Sobel on the quarterback sneak. You've got a big quarterback, and all he has to do is sort of lean forward, and you're going to get some penetration. So they tried to jump the gap, tried to guess the snap count. Didn't work out for them, but I applaud the effort that time for the Rollers.
They also had the punt return on The deep man came flying up at the last second, so they're kind of out of sync there. First down and 10. Old Forge at their own 43. Sobel pumps, now steps up, will try to run, and he'll be hit at the 44-yard line and just brutalizes forward for about 5 extra yards. Again, they're trying to tackle him up high, and he just took him for a ride.
And that's just the fundamentals lacking there for Steel High, because that's a play. They should have a sack on that play. What he was looking for down the field, they were looking for a double move to try to go long on Steel High. It was covered well, and now the pressure gets to him. He gets hit in the backfield, and 2 or 3 guys are on him, but all of them are too high. Nobody's driving the legs. They're just hitting and doing nothing else, and Sobel is too strong for that.
4 wide, 2 to each side. Sobel on 2nd down and 4. Ball just shy of midfield for the Blue Devils. DeGregorio in motion. Now it's going to be Sobel just keeping it on the called quarterback run up the middle. Gets the first down, and that's going to be a 6-yard run to the 45-yard line.
This is what we talked about at halftime, that we noticed going into late in that second quarter. The offensive line moving the rollers up front, the running game working, and they're controlling the football.
And instead of going with the running back now you have some RPO action where the quarterback can fake one direction with that running back, and now he has become maybe their biggest weapon on the ground.
First down and 10, Old Forge at the Steel High 45-yard line. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Shotgun snap, handoff, Holtman trying to go left side, now cuts back. Actually, it cuts to the outside. That's the far side of the field. Gets about 5 yards, almost to the 40-yard line.
Flowers ends up making the stop on the play.
Well, when he tackled him, he kind of threw him down forward, gave him an extra yard or two.
You're also seeing Steel High make an improved effort to start off this drive. But look at how long this is taking off the clock right now, too.
Yeah.
And it's almost like when the ball's put down, they are not starting that play clock right away. There's not been a ton of plays here on this drive.
Midway through the third quarter, here's a pass down deep across the middle, and they're going to get a flag. That's a little bit of contact there over the middle, and that's going to be on Pryor.
Yeah. He reached out. You could see a little bit of a grab. You could see a little bit of a hold up.
And it wasn't necessary.
No.
Because that ball was poorly thrown, missed his man by about 5 yards, but the second that he grabs and holds him, it's an easy call for the back judge.
You're looking at that deep post pattern, that slant right down the middle, and just that little bit of hold up, and the officials got to throw the flag on.
And the rollers recognize right now, they can cover these receivers man to man. They are not worried about that. They have to commit everybody else. So that means that as a defensive back, you're on an island. If you're David Pryor in that situation, you have to recognize, hey, I don't have horrible coverage here. He still has to make a throw and make the catch. So he reaches out, grabs a hold, and it was one that wasn't necessary and would have set up a third down.
Moves it all the way down to the 26-yard line of Steel High. High backfield, handoff, Holzman up the middle. Was trying to push forward. They're still pushing him forward to the 20. And now down finally at about the 18-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and short.
And you just wonder how much damage this drive is doing. Steel High still is in the lead right now, 27-21. But how much damage is this drive doing to the Rollers' ability offensively later on in this game? The lack of depth of big bodies is something that the Rollers are going to have as something they'll have to overcome in any game they play the rest of the way.
Officially, this will be the 10th play of this drive for Old Forge. 2 receivers to the left side. We've got movement. DeGregorio rock back and forth, and that's going to be motion against Old Forge.
We want to thank our buddy Don Bowers from Jazzland, another sponsor of WMSS. He's a Steel High guy. Knows all about his Rollers. Located up at Jazzland, Walnut Street in Harrisburg. And they still got that jukebox working.
Probably playing some of the stuff that'll be on tomorrow morning.
I hope so. I hope so. Thanks to Don Bowers, our good friend. Always there for us when we need him.
Second down and 7. Two receivers to the right side. Handoff goes to Holzman. Goes left side. Tries to turn the corner. Gets pushed out of bounds somewhere.
They came up very late to the line of scrimmage. And Steel High is trying to rotate personnel defensively.
Yeah, they hurried up to the line of scrimmage.
And they were late getting over there because they were moving their defensive backs to match up with the receivers that were going out wide in the formation, and they end up running away from where those guys vacated.
17 carries for Holzman, 131 yards. He's the deep man in the eye. Handoff going to go to the fullback. That's Greenfield just pushing forward. And once again, we see that we've seen a number of rugby scrums here in this third quarter drive, and every time it's been Old Ford pushing the pile forward.
You give him the fullback at this point, just his sixth carry of the year, but he's a big dude also, 225-pound junior, and he gets right in the middle of that pile. It's just another guy, another fresher body going in there running against this beleaguered Steel High run defense.
Double under center, high backfield. Holzman gets the give, has a little bit of a hole. He's going to have the first down. He's going to be down just inside the 5-yard line to the 4. So first and goal it will be for the Blue Devils as we approach 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter, and Steel High has not seen the ball.
But the inevitable is going to happen unless the one thing that the Rollers can do here is try to pop that ball loose. Because otherwise, this is going in the end zone. This is going on too long on this drive. You're just seeing too much the other way. And all this is going to do is tie the game with the extra point potentially giving Old Ford's the lead. So Steel High, not like this is end all.
High backfield. And up Holzman, he fumbles it, but he falls back down on it right at the line of scrimmage.
No penetration from Steel High. If they had any penetration on that play, they would have been able to recover that fumble. But because every single block on the offensive line had the defense walled off, Holzman drops the football and is able to get back on it himself.
Second and goal to 4. High backfield again. It's Holzman going up the middle, and he is in for the touchdown, and we are tied at 27. 4-yard touchdown run for Colin Holzman, his second of the game on his 20th carry, and he's got 141 yards.
He's their money guy between the tackles that they like to use to grind things out, but that is just an old-fashioned butt kicker of a drive where Old Ford said, "Hey, Steel High, try to stop us. We're going to run at you. You know we're going to run at you. Try to stop us." And the Rollers just couldn't do so.
The lineup for the extra point. Keegan Barbetti to try to put the Blue Devils in front. And he hit the kick, but we've got flags on the try.
They saw somebody from Steel High jump offside, which they did not see on a missed extra point in the first half the other direction. So now Old Force is going to go for 2, I'm sure, here. And they have to feel that they're going to be able to punch this ball in. The success they've had, this is going to be basically on the 1.
So they will line up to go 4-2. Game is tied, 27-27, 3:06 to go in the third quarter. Here is Old Forge going for 2, and they're at the 1 after the penalty. Going to be a power eye. Hezekiah Dietz is the deep man. Everybody in tight. Going to be Sobel trying to keep it himself. Just follows the blockers on the left side. No signal. There it is. He is in for the 2-point conversion. Sobel runs in the conversion, and Old Forge takes the lead. We'll take timeout. 3:06 left to play in the third quarter. It is Old Forge 29, Steel High 27. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Jazzland on Walnut Street in Harrisburg congratulates the Rollers on a great season. Jazzland is open 11 a.m. until midnight daily. The kitchen is open for dining in or for carrying out. COVID protocols are observed for a safe but enjoyable environment, and the jukebox is still playing the tunes. That's Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
Welcome back to Old Football Stadium. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, John Wilsbach, Anthony White keeping us on the air back at WMSS in Middletown, but Old Forge takes the lead here, 29-27, a long drive to open the third quarter.
14 plays, you said 87 yards?
Yep, and almost 9 minutes off the clock.
And it accomplished exactly what Old Forge needed, which was the score. But let's remember, Steele High now has the football, and how this game is going, whoever has the ball is the team that's in control.
Flag on the kickoff. It was a
squibberoony,
and it will march it back five, and they'll have to kick off from the 35.
So if you're Steele High right now, you score a touchdown, you come down the field, you score, you're back in control again. And that's how a game is when you have two offenses that the opposing team has trouble stopping. Now, in the first half, Steele High had more difficulty scoring in terms of going on long drives, but they were able to find ways to do so. Now they have to do the same here in the second half and continue to keep holding serve.
Grinitsky will boot from the 35 now. It is basically an onside kick, and it is fielded right up at the 10-yard mark there. That is
Jayon Perry. Jayon Perry. Very attentive there is the freshman who was able to just grab that ball, fall on it, and great field position for Steele High to start their first drive of the second half.
Yeah, they'll be at their own, or the Old Forge 47-yard line to start. So the Blue Devils give the Rollers a short field with Irby in the gun. Now Green comes back into the backfield. Three receivers left side of the formation. It is a bad handoff, and Green has to pick it up, and he's going to eat it for a loss.
It's a bad snap. That ball was high on the snap, and the important thing on the exchange there is it's a timing play where if the quarterback has to reach up, he can't bring that ball right down to hand it to the running back like he wanted to. And Green made it a little bit worse that time, because what ended up happening was he hands the ball to Green. Green sees the defense coming, and he backtracks instead of just taking a smaller loss. So it ends up being an 8-yard loss on the play, and the Rollers find themselves backed up already on their first possession in the second half.
Second and 18. Slot both sides. Flowers in motion across the formation. Handoff goes to Green up the middle, and he's going to be turned back after a short gain. This defensive front from Old Forge is certainly energized as they have the momentum here, and it's third down at 17.
And this becomes an interesting play for Steele High, because you're going to have to throw the football. But you also really can't afford right now to give the ball back to Old Forge.
No.
So do they go to their money guy Flowers, or do they go to the matchup that they like? I think they may be looking for Damian Hammonds here.
Three receivers in a bunch to the left, one to the right. Green in the backfield. Irby from the gun takes the snap, has time, stands in the pocket, throws deep, looking for Flowers, and he just can't get there. It's a little too far in front of him and incomplete. So now fourth down and Steele High. You almost think they have to punt on fourth and 17.
Yes. But I wouldn't be mad at him if they went for it. Does it really matter where you are on the field at this point for where Old Forge is? You have to punt it on fourth and 17. But when you give the ball back to the Blue Devils, now defensively, you desperately have to make a stop.
Deion Perry is the punter. 1:31 to go in the third quarter. 29-27, Old Forge leading Steele High. There's the snap. Perry takes the snap and will boot it away. DiGregorio backs away from it initially. Now he'll field it on a bounce. Breaks a tackle. Heading to the outside. 20, 25, 30, and gets upended and knocked out of bounds around the 30-yard line. So Old Forge with the football. They have the ball. They have a two-point lead. They have a minute 19 left here in the third quarter, and the last drive took about 9 minutes off the clock. So the momentum has
shifted all the way in favor of the Blue Devils.
No question. It's all Old Forge right now, but all it takes is one big play and one big turnover that changes it right back. But to do that, you got to take some chances defensively. You got to shoot some gaps. You got to take some opportunities.
This is the other quarterback in the game, rolling, throwing, and it's caught. DeGregorio at the 50-yard line and going to be good for a 22-yard gain. That is Lucarelli to DeGregorio.
Now he's all fired up because he finally got the play. They gave him one opportunity. The one thing that Lucarelli does extremely well, though, is throw the football. This is the guy who is a career leader. School record, 4,146 yards passing and 52 touchdowns coming into this game as a four-year starter for this Old Forge squad. Tells you a couple things. They don't throw a whole heck of a lot because that's pretty much two seasons for a Steel High quarterback.
High backfield. Play fake. Lucarelli looking to throw. Has to backtrack, and now he's going to eat a big sack all the way back almost to the 35-yard line. That's a loss of 15. Now they're going to mark him down at the 40, so it's going to be a loss of 12.
Which begs the question, why are you getting away from what was working just a few minutes ago?
You have to check the box to say, hey, we got this guy in the game. Yeah. And the answer is no, John. You're 100% incorrect. What are they doing in this case? And the sack is just exactly the sort of thing that Steel High needed to maybe try to get this football back and get a defensive stop.
Mark it back to the 39-yard line. Second down and 23. Hand off, that is Dietz, and he goes up the middle. He'll be thrown forward a little bit for about a 5-yard gain, but now a third down and a long upcoming for the Blue Devils as the final 10 seconds should tick off the clock here as we will reach the end of three quarters. We've got a barn burner here in Old Forge. It is the Blue Devils of Old Forge 29, the Rollers of Steel High 27, back with the fourth quarter. You are listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571. Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Welcome back to Old Forge. Big play to start the fourth quarter. Old Forge leading by two. Third and 18. Rolling is Lucarelli. Throws on the run. It is going to be tipped and knocked down by Hammonds. He almost had a shot at picking that and returning it, but it was incomplete, and now a fourth down, and Old Forge is going to have to punt the football away.
And for a guy who has been in the game as long as he has, Mike Schubach dropped the ball there. The head coach decides to put his other quarterback, his better passing quarterback in a game that they are controlling, grinding out, and there was no need for it, and it helps Steel High get off the field. Great pressure that time. Kyler Ray William has been very active on that series of downs, and he was one of the main people pressuring along with Tydre Hollin-Ali.
The DeGregorio takes the snap, will punt it away, tries to kick it towards the sideline. Flowers is going to run over by it, but he cannot stop it from going out of bounds, and he will be unable to get a return. But Steel High has the football on their own 26-yard line.
Yeah, it's just amazing how Old Forge took the momentum in this game and then gave it right back to Steel High. This is where the Rollers want to capitalize right now. They were just given a gift back, and let them capitalize, take advantage of it, try to get Odell Green back in this game and get Kai Flowers alive.
Now the Rollers have to seize it to get control of this game back. Here's Odell Green with the give going up the middle, gets to the 30-yard line, gets about 5 on the carry. It is second down and 5.
Louis Castaldi is the guy who ends up making the tackle for Old Forge defensively. Rollers, though, they've got a little more pep in their step after that defensive stop.
Second down, handoff goes to Green. Lost his footing a bit and is down right around the line of scrimmage.
Remember, the Rollers play on turf. This Old Forge squad plays on dirt, and there is definitely mud right in that middle of the field between the hashes, and that's the place where Green was unable to keep his footing. So a third down and 6.
Third and 6, 2 receivers to the right. Now we'll have the wing and slot receiver go over to the left side, so 3 that way. Flowers is by himself, and he is double covered over here on the right side. Irby, back to throw. Will throw deep across the middle, looking for Hammonds, and DeGregorio steps in front of it, and it is incomplete. DeGregorio was the guy doubling on Flowers, and Flowers didn't go anywhere. No. And then DeGregorio was able to just drift back and was able to get himself back into the play.
And the interesting thing about that too, Steve, was Josh Spindler, an outside linebacker, was the one who was covering on the play. So that's a mismatch right away. They're going to go for it here in 4th and 6, and I don't disagree with the call here.
Steal high at their own 30-yard line. Green shifts sides. Now he'll come back to the outside. 3 receivers left, 2 receivers right. 10 on the play clock. Irby looking over at the sideline. 4 seconds. 2. They look dumbfounded, and now it will be a delay of game penalty, and Alex Irby has his hands out like,
well,
come on, guys.
Here's what ends up happening. And this is when, from a coaching standpoint, you have to try to weigh everything. They went up there. They were trying to get them to come off sides. They didn't get them to jump on the hard count. 5 yards here on a punt or a timeout that you're going to need possibly later on the game to stay in the game. They felt the timeout was more important. They gave away the 5 yards. They weren't planning on going for it anyways.
Dan Perry to boot it. A little bit of a high snap. Has a pressure coming in, but he gets the kick away. And it's going to skip around and take a steal high bounce inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Boy, that was close.
Very close. Josh Spindler almost got that one. But it will be Old Forge football.
So basically, both teams had an opportunity to seize the full momentum of the game, and they have both failed. That's what we call a defensive stop in this game.
There's a difference between those, though, Steve, and that is that when Old Forge did it, they did it because they went out of character. Steel High just didn't put anything together offensively, and the problem that they're having is they have relied on Odell Green to be able to run the football effectively all season long. He's not finding any gaps, and that's really bogging them down.
By the way, no surprise, Sewell back in at quarterback, and here's a dose of Holzman right up the middle for about 7 to the 45-yard line.
This is where you can expect them just to grind this thing out again. I'll be honest with you. I would be shocked if the ball goes in the air in this entire series of downs unless there's a third down and very long.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's expecting any passes to be thrown. Holzman, another hole up the middle, gets the first down across midfield. Turned back at about the 48-yard line. That is another 7 yards, and they're making the 7-yard run look relatively easy here.
And the Blue Devils understand right now that what Steel High defensively is going to do is they're going to be ripping at the football. So Holzman's going up there, both hands very strong on the ball, knows he's going to have guys ripping at it. And that's going to allow them to get even more yards after first contact because the Rollers, instead of trying to wrap up, they're trying to make that big play and get that strip.
First and 10 for Old Forge at the Steel High 48-yard line. 9:40 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Old Forge leads by 2. Up the middle, Holzman now kicks it to the outside, but he is thrown back and thrown down.
That's great defense for David Pryor. He's got to seal that edge, because they put a lot of pressure up the middle. Flowers came on the safety blitz to forced the inside, and they had the perfect play called on the outside. Go off the outside edge, looking to go off tackle. All you have to do is beat the defensive back. David Pryor wasn't going to allow that to happen. Ends up making a great open field tackle and stops the running back Holzman for a loss of a yard.
23 carries, 154 yards for Colin Holzman. And he is the deep man in the eye. Sobel under center, takes a snap, hand off to Holzman up the middle, and Steele High gets him after a gain of only a couple to the 45-yard line, where we'll set up a third down and 7.
And for Holzman, here's a guy who that is a career-high number of carries for him as a running back, second-highest total of ground yards on the season, only to the game he had against Lackawanna Trail earlier this year. So they go to him in the big games when they need yardage, but now third down and 7, you don't have to go to the air here.
No, you figure you got two downs to get.
They put Luke Gorelli back in, so he's the quarterback. They like to throw with him.
Gorelli, it's a pitch. Holzman trying to get to the outside. Flowers comes up, hits him at the 45. He's able to fall forward for a couple to the 42, but now a fourth down and about 4.
And the quarterback that they put in on this play is probably going to tell the tale of what they're going to do. They're bringing in the punting. They're bringing in the punting team here.
Wow.
I'm surprised on the Steele High side of the field that they'll bring in the punting team on fourth down and 3.
They don't have enough guys to cover over on the far side of the field. Now they finally...
This also could be a fake, too. De Gregorio is an outstanding athlete, a wide receiver, a return man. I wouldn't be shocked to see him run a fake here.
It's a fake. It's Holzman. Big hole. First down. 20. 10. And gets submarined by Hammonds down at about the 9-yard line. And that was a direct snap to the short guy, the guy right behind the line of scrimmage. And a direct snap to Holzman, the running back. And he breaks a big one. And that is going to put Old Forge in first and goal at the 8.
Great block up front, but it was a play where Steele High was looking for the punts. It was a situation in the game that just begged, there's no way they should be punting the ball here, and they weren't. They ran the fake there, and it's a calculated fake, and it's a play where you're just basically running essentially what a wildcat formation would be, snapping the ball directly to the guy who's going to run the ball, but with one less guy up in the formation because he's back to return.
Now first and goal at the 8-yard line. High backfield. And that is going to go to Dietz, trying to spin around to the outside.
Well, that's a great play, too, is that, again, they have tried a lot in this game to try to bounce this outside, and this time it's Tyshawn Halinalli, the sophomore linebacker, who is able to maintain pursuit and make a good open field tackle. Loss of yardage on the play.
Yeah, loss of 2. So it is going to be second down and goal from the 10-yard line. 6 minutes to go.
And this is a place where Sobel, as a runner, probably becomes the option.
Sobel in the gun. De Gregorio in motion in front of him. Now it's going to be Sobel just keeping it. Trying to get to the edge, and he is going to be ripped and thrown down after a short gain.
That is Jayon Perry, the freshman linebacker, leading tackler on this team, with a tremendous job of pursuit going down the line of scrimmage on the play.
Now a third and goal. Football is on. Looks like about 7-yard line. Steele High needs a stop here because with any extra point, it becomes a 2-score game.
They haven't been automatic on extra points anyways, but they've gone for 2 twice. Man, I wouldn't be surprised if they call a timeout here.
Yeah.
They want to make sure they have the right play in this situation. I think the other thing, too, is if they don't make it here on third down, you go for it on fourth down because you're not thinking that a field goal is going to be something that would be overly helpful. So that brings the running play into action here on third down as well.
Yeah, I think there's two plays here to get it.
We want to thank another one of our sponsors tonight, 230 Cafe, right in High Spire. Nate and Shelby Wrights, they get it done right down there at the 230 Cafe. I want to thank them the other day, Veterans Day. They had a half off for all the veterans, and I stopped in and took advantage of that. So thanks so much. 230 Cafe is always there for us, whether it's Middletown or Steel High. So make sure you thank them. And we also got to thank our friends at Fortney Printing. Fred Fortney, Sharon over there, Karen over there, everybody at Fortney Printing in Brussler. Fortney family, mom and pop Christian printer. Always there for us when we need them at Fortney Printing. Thanks so much for sponsoring Roller Football.
Got to think this is going to be Holzman here. They're missing the fullback, though.
Out of a timeout. All right, now he's in there.
To the right.
Yep, offset eye, hand off, Holzman goes to the right, goes back to the middle, and he is in the end zone. 7-yard touchdown run for Colin Holzman. He is over 200 yards rushing, and he has his third touchdown run of the game, this one of 7 yards, and now they are up by 8, are the Blue Devils, 35-27.
And they went back to what has worked for them, which is not just the running game, but when they need the tough yardage, they go to that right side. And some great down blocking from the right guard, Salel Rose, as well as Nick Rasmus, the tight end, Zach Weaver, and then leading the way was Greenfield, the fullback. As soon as he got on the field, he ends up making an impact.
Keegan Barbetti with a very important extra point attempt here.
He's yanked two of them, although only one of them counted.
There's a snap. The hold, the kick is on the way, the kick is good, and it is a two-score game here with 4:45 left to play. We'll take timeout. 4:45 on the clock. It's Old Forge 36, Steel High 27. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
Super 91, WMSS, Middletown.
Welcome back to Old Forge High School Football Stadium. Steel leader Brian Kaiser, John Wolfsbach. Here with 4:45 left to play in the fourth quarter. And Old Forge has just taken a two-score lead in this game. It's been a long time since the Rollers have been on the scoreboard all the way back in the second quarter. Well, they're going to need two scores to try to steal this one here at Old Forge. Kickoff goes to the 30-yard line, and that is going to be returned by Moore out to about the 37.
Here are the positives, though, for Steel High. You're down by 9, but you have what is a quick straight offense. Negative is you've got an injured player, and that may be Moore.
Nah.
Who is that down there at the bottom of the pile?
Oh, there's somebody at the bottom. There's a couple of guys down there, and there is... Looks like some guys on their knees here, so there's definitely some concern here. Was it Moore?
That's what I thought. I don't see him out there in the huddle right now. And he was, when he went down, he caught one right in the chest when he got hit. So I'm thinking that might be the injury.
Yeah, it's him. It is Moore. He is able to rock forward. Now they're going to help him up. So that's good. It's never good when you see, you see guys getting on one knee right by the player. That's what we saw there, but Moore's able to get up and walk off under his own power.
And so now David Pryor is the guy who's going to step in at receiver and believe, if I'm not mistaken, he either has one or zero catches on the season coming in.
There we go. Rollers with the football down by 9. First down, Irby looking to throw across the middle. That is caught. 47-yard line. Got a flag thrown in. Caught the ball. That was Bratton.
That was Bratton.
See what the flag's all about.
that was fired in there by Irby.
Flag was fired in from about 25 yards downfield.
And it's fired in by somebody that I would never expect the flag to be coming to on a play that was on the other side of the field. But it is going to go against Old Forge. So what happened there was Hammonds was over on this near side, and the defensive back over here, that would be Simone, grabbed a hold of him and did not allow him to go down the field.
It's going to be 10 yards against Old Forge. I'll take it out to the 48-yard line.
The other thing that Old Forge has been able to do, they have changed formation defensively, and that's one of the things that has been successful for them. They've gone to essentially what is more or less a dime plus sort of a defense. They've got six defensive backs in the game at all times. And that's because they're able to control the line of scrimmage with three defensive players and two linebackers. They're not worried about the threat of the run. They haven't been worried about the threat of the run. So it's something that they've done really a lot of this second half, especially after any first down. They've gone to this dime defense.
Five wide here for the Rollers. First down and 10. Ball on their own 47-yard line.
And Irby is not a threat to run, so they don't have to worry about that either.
.428 on the clock. I think they had to change that. Now they are set for play. Two receivers left. Three receivers to the shallow side of the field, which is to the right. Irby back to throw. Will throw. That is caught, but not going to be for anything for Davion Pryor.
They're not allowing the deep ball. Irby's looking, but there's nothing there. And Mekhi Flowers is definitely nowhere close to 100% right now. He's pretty much given his all defensively on this team. And on the offensive side, it just does not have the jets right now to run past anybody, it doesn't seem.
Second down and 10. That was no gain on that last completion. Flowers in motion. There's a snap. Irby looking to throw. Will throw across middle to Green, but that's going to be right at the line of scrimmage, and he's tackled immediately for no gain.
Okay. They're using Flowers as a decoy. You can tell that he just doesn't have it right now. You've got Moore who's over on the sideline after getting injured, and now you've got one of your three top receivers in Hammonds who's going to get double covered every single play.
Four receivers to the left. Third down and 9. Irby looking deep, looking for Hammonds, looking down the sideline, and it is going to be intercepted.
Incomplete.
No, incomplete.
Hammonds did a good job of knocking that ball loose, but it's the right play, and now Hammonds is slow getting up. That was Irby just throwing it to a spot. He actually should have and could have waited that time, didn't realize it. They had linebacker shorts and single coverage deep with Simone. That's a play where if they go back to this thing and they realize that he's the only receiver they really have right now out of their main guys, they got to run him on a post, and I think they've got him.
So fourth down and 9, almost last chance saloon here, and it is going to be a timeout taken by Steel High.
And what this has come down to is a war of attrition that Steel High just doesn't have the numbers to keep up with here. One of the things that Old Forge has been very happy about is over the last couple seasons, they've fallen short because the team that they've played against, Lackawanna Trail, the last 2 years, has had more players, more bodies, more depth. They have been able to, this year, Old Forge has been able to, with a roster of 35, build more quality depth. And we're seeing that play out here in this game against Steel High, where the Rollers, they just are running out of healthy guys and guys that can really fill key roles that they need them to. And that's what's really hurt them in the second half, is they just don't have enough guys that they can rotate in and can use in those sort of ways.
There we go. Last roll of the dice here for the Rollers. Fourth down and 9. Irby takes the snap. Looking. Now we'll throw. It is caught, and it's going to be good enough for the first down as Hammonds is able
to get it and get out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So it keeps the Rollers alive with a gain of 13.
If you're going to have a linebacker in the short coverage against one of your top wide receivers, then find him around the first downs before he gets to that second layer. Great check down by Irby.
First down and 10, ball at the 40-yard line of Old Forge. There's a snap. Irby has time. In the pocket. He'll unload it deep. Looking for Green. He runs under it. Caught. 10. Touchdown. Odell Green, 40-yard touchdown strike from Irby. And the Rollers are within three. It's 36-33.
Don't give it up yet, folks. Not quite yet. Because this Roller team doesn't know how to lay down and play dead. Because they're not doing that. And no matter what it takes at this point, they are going to fight till the bitter end. Great job of running the wheel route on the opposite side that time. They had run it to the right side of the field a couple times when they've used more. This time, stepping in place of him is Green in that same location. He runs it to the left side. A beautifully thrown ball by Alex Irby finds him in stride.
And now they'll go for two, and I think this is the right decision here to try to get within one. Because that means if Old Forge scores quick, it's still a one-score game if they kick the extra point. So three receivers to the left, one to the right, Irby on the two-point conversion. He'll drop back, looking to throw, looking for Green, and he was grabbed and pushed, but no flags, so it's incomplete.
Grabbed, yes, but it's within the first few yards of the line of scrimmage. So that's allowed in that area, and because the ball was not getting the air, as soon as the ball was in the air, that contact had stopped, so it is the good no call in that situation.
So it's going to be up to the Steel High defense to make a stop and get the ball back.
Or, and I think this is what they're going to do here, they're going to kick it onside. I don't think there's any choice based on what Old Forge has done to your defense the entire game. They've run the ball effectively. At this point, no matter where you have to make a stop, you've got to make a stop, whether it's deep down the field or back up here at the 45-yard line after you are unsuccessful with an onside kick. You take the chance now, go onside, see if you can make something happen.
So we'll see what they do. They're going to line up. It's like everybody over here on the shallow side of the field. So they are at least lining up, it looks like. They're all packed together on this side.
It's a chance for Brian Hernandez to make maybe the biggest kick of his career.
5-5. Old Forge is skewed over here to this side. Hernandez will kick it. A little high kick is going to bounce in the field of play. Steel High has a shot at it, but I think it went out of bounds.
Went out of bounds just a little bit too much. They played that perfectly. If that ball checks up, instead it took the wrong hop and went out of bounds. But a great idea that time for the Rollers. And it all was set up by what you had said. They had everyone to an extra guy over here to the right, and then Flowers moved to the opposite side at the last minute, and then Old Forge never changed their formation. But it will be Old Forge ball where the ball went out of bounds. They have that option, and we'll take it.
Old Forge with the football at their own 46-yard line. They just need to see 2:47 wind off this clock.
If you're Steel High, if somebody's going to pick up a first down, you let him go all the way to the end zone.
High backfield, pitch, Holzman up the middle, fighting forward. Steel High ripping at that football, but Holzman's going to be stopped after a short gain and a quick timeout by Steel High.
I misspoke there, because they didn't get the two-point conversion. That wouldn't make any sense. Steel High obviously has to get a stop here, has to get the football back. Rollers coming up a little bit gimpy, too. Marcus Martinez is giving it all out there. He's holding at his wrist right now, and he's fighting through it. He's been playing both ways the entire time, rotating into that defensive line, as well as playing on the offensive side of the ball and the Steel High offensive line. If you look at this Rollers team, you hope that the run's not over. There are a lot of really quality skill players coming back. Where this team is going to have to retool is up front. Four of the five offensive linemen are seniors. And that's what makes this so important. Now, this is where your seniors have to try to find and dig just a little bit deeper to try to keep their careers alive.
2:38 on the clock. 36-33 is the score. Old Forge with the lead. Both teams have scored 5 touchdowns in the game. It is the extra points that are the difference, and a significant one of 3 in favor of the Blue Devils. 2nd down and 8. Old Forge will have it at their own 48-yard line. 2:38 to go. Out of the roller timeout. High backfield. Sobel hands it off. Holzman, he dropped the football, but it bounced right back to him.
He's carried the ball a ton in this game. A career high number of carries. And that one almost was a disaster as they tried to go to the outside. Once again, steal high. As soon as that ball got in there, they had a chance, but Kyler Ray William was the closest guy to it. Couldn't quite get there, and the ball took the right hop for Holzman to come right back to him.
And now it is 3rd down. And a lot, 3rd and 14, back at the 42-yard line. So this becomes a huge play here with 2:30 left as Steel High burns another timeout to stop the clock.
And I don't think you've got a choice right now if you're Old Forge. I think you got to go to the air here. I think the quarterback that you have is going to determine it. So if we see Lucarelli check into the game here, they're throwing the football. If it's Sobel, I might expect them to use a little bit of play action and potentially have him either run or throw depending what he sees. They trust both of these guys. It will be Sobel who comes out. They trust both of these guys. Wouldn't be shocked here to see a quarterback option.
3rd down, 14. Old Forge at their own 42-yard line. 2:30 on the clock. 3-point lead for the Blue Devils. 36-33. I backfield. Sobel under center. Holzman the deep man. He's just going to get the give right up the middle, and Steel High is going to stop him for a gain of about 4 yards. So it'll be 4th down and 10. And
there's no timeouts left for Steel High. They've used all 3 of them now. So the clock will run. That's the other reason there that you run the football if you're Old Forge.
30 seconds on the play clock. So it'll...
Rollers are going to get this ball back with 1.5 minutes or so left after a punt, we're assuming.
Yeah, and remember what happened on the last punt attempt that Old Forge had?
They're not doing that here.
No, I don't think so, but...
It was successful, but they're not doing that here. And if you're Steel High, you're not even worried about a return anyways. You're playing... You're up there with your regular defense.
One on the play clock will be a timeout by Old Forge. We'll just keep it here. 1:38 left to play in the 4th quarter here. Old Forge 36, Steel High 33, 4th down and 10 for Old Forge. They're going to apparently punt the football away, and Steel High is going to have the football. And in shootouts, you always want the ball last. So.
And coming up right here at the end of the game, check out our Facebook page at WMSS 91.1 FM. I'll upload those highlights right now of all the Steel High scores in this contest. So you'll be able to check them out on WMSS Facebook page.
Hoping we got one more for
it. I hope we do.
By the way, Bishop Guilfoyle, 48-13, no surprise. It's not final yet, but might as well be. Here we go, 1:38 left to play. Di Gregorio back to punt. There's the snap. Di Gregorio gets it away. Nice kick, wow. Big booming kick. It's going to be Hammonds picks it up at the 10-yard line, and he is tackled immediately. Great kick by Di Gregorio of Old Forge.
He's a tremendous athlete. We haven't gotten to see what he does for this team offensively because it hasn't dictated, but there makes a great contribution in special teams. Rollers are pinned back deep, but how this team can move the ball?
Yep.
All you're looking for is a chance here.
Yep. They've got the ball.
chipping a chair is what they say in poker. Well, football in a minute 28 is what the Rollers were looking for, and they've got it here.
They have to go 92 yards in 88 seconds. Three receivers to the left. Irby steps back. He'll throw along the sideline. It's caught 20-yard line and out to the 25.
Ammons with the catch. And all of a sudden, Irby, who earlier in the game was throwing deep, 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 now using the checkdowns effectively to move the ball up the field.
We're balling about the 22-yard line. Ammons is good for 14 there. First down and 10 for Steele High at their own 22. Three receivers to the right side. Irby takes the snap. Will throw again. It's caught by Hammonds, 30, and he shuffles out of bounds. Dink and dunk and out of bounds again.
And just to update injury-wise, Tyrone Moore still over here on the sideline. He's not going back in the game. So it's going to be Hammonds. It's going to be a obviously less than 100% Makai Flowers, along with Bratton, Green, and Pryor as the other three receivers in this set.
First down and 10 for Steele High. Now out to the 31-yard line. Three receivers to the right. Irby takes the snap. This time he has to unload it, and it's over the head of Bratton.
You don't want to just play prevent defense against this team. I just have this feeling, though. Makai Flowers, at this point, is trying to save himself for something special. That one play where you just put everything else that's happened in this game behind you and just go for it.
Second down, 1:11 on the clock. Irby, and we've got flags thrown on the snap.
I think the Rollers were offside. Yeah. They moved early.
That would be correct. Procedure against Steele High.
See if they go back to Hammonds. If they're going to give him that much of a cushion on that far side of the field as they have, this is a good time to check down to him and get some of this yardage back. And if they do try to sneak up on you, that's where you stop and go. Interesting. They're switching sides with everybody. Are they going to run this wheel route again over to this side?
Two receivers at either side. Irby takes the snap. Across the middle. It's caught. Flowers, 35, 40. Trying to run over and truck some dude. Still on his feet at the 47. And tackled at the 48.
Clock stops as they reset the chains at 56 seconds left to go.
20 yards on the completion.
Cannot take time to worry about this. You got to snap the football.
Irby looking the far side of the field. That's caught, and that is going to be enough for the first down. A 10-yard catch by Hammonds.
So important that Hammonds forced his way forward for the last 2 yards after contact because he needed all of it to stop the clock.
First and 10 at the 42-yard line. 35 seconds left on the clock. 33. There's Irby taking the snap. Steps up in the pocket, and he is going to be dropped back there.
They've got to clock it here.
Yeah.
But he's got to wait until everyone gets back at the line of scrimmage.
There they are. There's the snap and the clock with 16 seconds left.
And honestly, guys, I really feel like they should have done that on first down because it was a Steele High team that was out of rhythm in that situation because of that. So you've got third down, 14 yards to go. Realistically, if you've got your quarterback, if he can throw it that far, I'm hoisting it to the end zone twice and seeing what can happen.
Yeah.
Getting a first down here doesn't really improve a lot. And if you throw it short of the first down, the game possibly ends.
16 seconds left. Old Forge 36, Steele High 33. Five wide. Irby from the 46-yard line takes the snap. He's going to hoist it down the sideline, and it is going to be caught. It is caught by Flowers, Now the 20-yard line. 5 seconds left. They have got to line up quickly and spike the ball. Down to the 14-yard line. They got to snap it and spike it. And there is 0.9 seconds left on the clock. Here we go. One play for this ball game.
What a job by Mekhi Flowers of adjusting to the ball down the field. You've got one shot at this thing. I don't know that there's any question who gets the ball thrown to them here, just because if you've got a player like Mekhi Flowers, you let him try to make a play. Got to put it in the air. Got to put some height to it. Hammonds is an option. They have him singled up on the outside.
There we go. Last play of the game from the 10-yard line. Three receivers to the right side. Irby takes the snap, looking that way, rolls that way, looking. Now we'll just throw it up in the air, and it is going to be incomplete. He threw it
up. Oh, no, we're not done. Flowers got trucked down here in the end zone.
Yeah.
We're going to have another play. And Old Forge is going nuts right now. And what they don't realize is Mekhi Flowers was taken out of this play. This is going to be defensive holding. We're going to have one more play to go. This is the right call from the official. And it's a gutsy call. It's made on the Steel High side of the field, but it's the right call. We're going to have an untimed down. No question on this one. It will not be popular with Old Forge. And here's the other thing. We've got an injured Old Forge player back here that's going to give Steel High an opportunity to really try to regroup a little bit more, as Josh Spindler, in the celebration that was premature, ends up getting hurt behind the play here for Old Forge.
Football is going to be at the 5-yard line after the penalty. No time on the clock. One play for Steel High from the 5-yard line to win the game.
And can we just say, no matter what happens on this last play, Steve, the guts and how proud Steelton and Highspire can be of their rollers for doing what we have known for all of time. For this program, they have come out here and they have scrapped, they have fought against a ton of adversity in this game, and they have an opportunity with one play left to go to try to win this one from the 5-yard line.
All right, they are ready to go. Untimed down, 36-33 Old Forge, Steel High with the football at the Old Forge 5-yard line. Four receivers to the right side, and we've got
Timeout Old Forge. They wanted to see what the formation was. And what they saw was Flowers coming wide to the left solo, and then four receivers to the wide side of the field. So that sets up, if they go with the same exact formation, what that sets up is Flowers potentially on a jump ball on the left side of the field. They're hoping that he gets single coverage on that. Or the other option is, and you'd have to think at this point, there's two guys this ball is going to get thrown to, intentionally. Flowers would be the first option. Hammonds would be the second option. Anybody else, you would think that it's because the play broke down. Odell Green has great hands, but he wouldn't be a first or second option here.
All right, they will line up again. Mekhi Flowers will be the outside guy on the left side. There's two guys to the left, three guys to the right. Irby in the shotgun. Here's the ball game from the 5-yard line. Irby takes the snap, looking. Now he'll throw it across the middle. Flowers got it! He's got it! Put him up! Touchdown, Steel High! The Rollers win on the last play of the game! Flowers and another receiver were coming across the field.
That was Green.
And he just threw it up, and Flowers went up and got it. And the Rollers are going to win this game 39-36.
It is an absolutely crestfallen and shell-shocked Old Forge side of the field. But the Rollers steal it on the road. All they did on the play was Irby
and give credit here to a group that is not going to get credit on this last play, but they need to. The offensive line that has been abused this entire game on the defensive side, they held strong and gave Irby exactly what was necessary. Time. And what happened was you had two receivers, Green and Flowers, cutting in from the outside, from the left, all the way across the formation. And when they did that, he needs time for that to happen. Ball thrown up in the air, and you allow your best jumper, Mekhi Flowers, to go up, elevate a good yard or so inside of the back line. He gets the ball, falls down, is able to hold on to it. The Rollers will move on to the state semifinals in a shocker here because of how it happened. And the Rollers never say die attitude will move to the state semifinals.
And if you want to see the end of this game, I believe John Wilsbach will have it posted to Facebook. He ran down there as soon as it came down to that last play. He ran down to the end and he had the video running. So I think we're going to have it up on our Facebook page here shortly, but what a last drive from the Rollers as they went from their own 8-yard line with 1:28 left to play, a couple dink and dunk passes, and then they worked their way all the way down to the 10-yard line. What we thought was going to be the last play of the game, Flowers got held. Old Forge had thought they won, but then defensive holding was called, moved it down to the 5-yard line, and on the untimed down, it was Irby just floating it across the middle, and you just put it up there and let Mekhi Flowers go up and get it, and he did.
In the key moment of the game, when Old Forge had an opportunity to take the knockout blow, they had two chances in this game for the knockout blow. One of them was when they decided to throw the ball inexplicably when they were running all over Steel High, and it completely changed the momentum at that stage in the game. And the other time was second down on after the missed onside kick, and they dropped the football. Now they recover it, but that was an opportunity to put the game away, and those little mistakes come back to bite the Blue Devils on their home field. What a win for the Rollers.
What a ball game, and John Wilsbach has that game-winning touchdown. It is up on Facebook if you want to check that out. We're going to take a break here. Our final score, Steel High, 39, Old Forge, 36, back with the post-game statistics. After this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The Steeled American Legion Post 420 congratulates the Rollers on a great season. The Steeled American Legion is open daily, noon to midnight. The kitchen is open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. The Steeled Legion is certified COVID compliant, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Serving veterans and the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion, Post 420.
Jazzland on Walnut Street in Harrisburg congratulates the Rollers on a great season. Jazzland is open 11 a.m. until midnight daily. The kitchen is open for dining in or for carrying out. COVID protocols are observed for a safe but enjoyable environment, and the jukebox is still playing the tunes. That's Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg. Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571. Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422. The 230 Cafe congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
All right, welcome back to Old Forge Football Stadium here in Old Forge. And Wade has witnessed one heck of a football game here tonight. It looked like Old Forge had all the momentum in this game after Steele High was up 27-21 at halftime. Old Forge just sucked the wind out of the Rollers for most of the second half. And then two late touchdowns by Steele High, a 40-yard pass from Irby to Green there in the fourth quarter with about 3 minutes left. Defense got stopped and a 92-yard drive that ended with an untimed down from the 5-yard line. And what do you do if you're Steele High? Irby to Flowers, put it up and let that young man go get it. And
That's
he did.
That's it.
And the Rollers come away with the victory here, 39-36.
And what's interesting, Steve, a lot of the fans for Steele High were following the team down the side of the field there by the fencing, and they were turning around yelling, just kick a field goal, just kick a field goal, just kick a field goal. No, that's not Steele High. Not going to kick that field goal. They're going into the end zone, and that's what they did. And the stunned Old Forge crowd, because they thought they had this game. They are leaving here. Granted, it's 41 degrees, but they are crying and snotting.
Yeah, well, they thought they had the game won because Mekhi Flowers on what was the next to last play. They thought the last play of the game. He was held up over here on the near side of the field and nobody saw the flag. So Old Forge went into a premature celebration and then the official said, hey, hold on. We called a penalty on this play. And that moved it from the 10 to the 5-yard line and an untimed down and Steele High from the 5-yard line. Irby to Flowers for the dagger, and the Rollers will play at home next week.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll get, you know, the COVID, whatever they want to call it there, but get some fans in, get the, like here they were allowing about 240 on each side, allow those Steele High fans a lot to get into that game next week. That would be fantastic to see.
And I think our Brian Kaiser will have some comments from Andrew Irby, head coach of Rollers. Let's take a look at the statistics from this game. For Old Forge, a lot of the ground game. Alan Holzman, 30 carries, 203 yards, 3 touchdowns in the game. James Sobel, quarterback, 7 for 42 and 1 yard. Zakiah Dietz, 14, 53 and 1 touchdown. John Greenfield, 1 for 6. And Lucarelli, 1 for minus 13. That was a sack. Receiving, Di Gregorio had one catch for 22 yards. Greenfield, 1 for 14 yards. Team totals for Old Forge, 51 carries on the ground, 298 yards, 336 through the air, and it's 334 yards of offense here for Old Forge tonight. For Steele High, rushing, it wasn't very much outside of one run from Odell Green early in this game. 75-yard touchdown run. He had 14 carries, 86 yards total. So only 11 yards after that. Mekhi Flowers ran it one time for 3 yards. Irby, one run for minus 4 yards out of essentially was a sack. Receiving, 7 catches, 81 yards for Hammonds. Odell Green, 2 for 40. Tyrone Moore, 2 for 52. Mekhi Flowers, 4 for 62. Each one of them, Hammonds, Green, Moore, Flowers, each with a touchdown in this game. Davion Pryor, 1 catch for no gain in the contest. Alex Irby, 16 of 25, 239 yards, 4 touchdown passes in the game. Team totals for Steele High, 16 carries, 85 yards, 439 through the air, 324 yards total offense here for Steele High.
Steve, let's quickly take it down to Brian down on the field right now.
Maybe not.
Down here with Steel High head coach Andrew Irby. Has your blood pressure come down yet?
No, today was a rough one. I kept my composure throughout the day. But today was a very emotional day. We're hearing the passing of Coach Lance Chisholm. So he was always my mentor, stayed in touch. It meant a lot to the program and a lot to me, just as mentoring. So I kept my composure. But at the end, you know, it all went hand in hand because he always told me, you never stop fighting, you never give up. When you're coaching the kids, you finish it no matter what the record is, no matter what the season, you coach to the end. And I was just coaching to the end and the players believing.
You have to think that Coach Chisholm had a little piece in this also, looking down, because it just seemed like every single thing had to fall in place for this comeback to finally come to fruition, and you ended up having it happen.
Absolutely. The coaching staff has worked hard. We prepared. This was really emotional for us because we lost a lot in Stilton this past year with Coach Albert, Coach Jones. So we've been losing a lot of family. We lost Jay. So it's been rough for the kids to keep their composure and stay focused.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian, with Coach Andrew Irby of Seal High. Let's take a look at we already gave the stats. Now we'll go over how this game went, and there's a laundry list of scores in this game. So first, it was Steel High. Odell Green, 75-yard touchdown run. Just 44 seconds into the game, it was 7-0 Steel High. Then Old Forge struck back. Colin Holzman, 3-yard touchdown run. He went for 2. It was 8-7 at that point in favor of Old Forge. Then Steel High took the lead again. Tyrone Moore, 18-yard touchdown reception from Irby, made it 14-8. That was the score after one quarter. Then Old Forge scored and retook the lead. Then Steel High scored again. Damian Hammonds, 22-yard touchdown reception from Irby. It was 21-8. That was basically the first play of the second quarter. So Steel High with a 2-score lead at that point, but then Old Forge came back and eventually took the lead in this game. It was kind of Dietz, 2-yard touchdown run, 21-15. That was with 7:30 to go in the second quarter. Then Kai Flowers returned a 75-yard kickoff return for touchdown. It was 27-15. That was with 7:18 left to go in the first half. Then it was James Sobel, a 3-yard touchdown run. Kick failed there. It was 27-21. That was the halftime score. Came out. Old Forge got the ball. Long drive down the field. Took almost 9 minutes off the clock. Colin Holzman capped it off with a 4-yard touchdown run. They got the 2-point conversion, and it was 29-27 after Sobel's 2-point conversion run. Then with 4:45 left to play in the fourth quarter, Holzman with a 7-yard touchdown run, they kicked the extra point, and it was a 9-point lead, so a 2-score game in Old Forge's favor. But the Rollers would get the football, take it down the field. Odell Green, 40-yard touchdown pass from Irby. The pass failed, but it was 36-33. Steel High had to kick off to Old Forge. They did so, tried an onside kick, just barely did not get it, but Old Forge got it, and on a key play was second down when they handed it off to Holzman. He fumbled it, but it bounced right back up into his chest, but they lost about 4 or 5 yards on the play, set up a third down. They eventually had to punt all the way down to the 8-yard line, and from there, it's history. Minute 28 seconds on the clock from their own 8-yard line. Steel High marches down the field. They had to end the game twice. One time with a flag on the field with Makai Flowers getting held. Old Forge celebrates. They had thought they won. But instead, untimed down, 5-yard line, Irby, Flowers, history.
And you can see that on our Facebook page, WMSS. So make sure you check that out. John Wilsbach, great camera work on that one with the phone, and got a perfect view of exactly what happened, which was Flowers getting position and no one from Old Forge being able to be in front of him. Shocking that they weren't able to get better position on that play. But and what Coach Irby was saying to me in the post game about coaches that have passed away this past year for Steele High, and how important those coaches have been to the Steele High program over the years. That is something that you have to think that they've been looking down and maybe helping a little bit with that last tremendous drive at the end of the game. Let's quickly take a look at scores around District 3 in the states. Bishop McDevitt from District 12 eliminates Camp Hill 26-14. They score the last so many points, 19 points in that game. All right, I got to take my my glove off so I can actually get to this.
It's a little chilly out here.
You got gloves because I'm freezing.
Yeah. Also, you have Wyom Missing in AAA eliminating Lakeland 47-0. Lampeter Strasburg wins the District 3 4A title 20-3 over Elko in a game that was 3-3 at one point, but pulled away late in that one. Central York Delaware Valley is tomorrow in a game matching the District 3 champion against Delaware Valley, who is up not too far from around this area, but and that'll be the matchup. And Steele High will next play against Bishop Guilfoyle. Look, I don't know what the Rollers are going to have left, because they really, if there's a team that left it all out on the field, that happened tonight for Steele High. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to have left for Bishop Guilfoyle, but they'll be at home. And you know that they are going to give every ounce of effort that they can, and they're going to have some momentum coming off of this one.
They will be big underdogs in that game, but they will be at home. And we know if you need a scrappy team, these guys are your team. And we'll see what they can do.
All right, we want to thank those sponsors tonight. You'll hear them run down here shortly on our post-game close. Thanks so much to everyone who helped us get this broadcast on the air. Just for you tonight up here in Scranton, check out our Facebook. Again, we've got the highlights on there for you, including the game and then victorious play for the Steele High Rollers. I want to thank Anthony White, our studio producer, for Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. This is John Wilsbach. The Steele High Rollers headed to the Eastern Championship. Well, I don't know if they want to call it the Eastern Championship, the semifinals,
yeah,
technically.
Sure.
And
we'll go with that.
They're victorious tonight here at Old Forge, 39-36. And you've been listening to it on WMSS and WMSSFM.com.
You've been listening to Steele High Playoff Football on WMSS and WMSSFM.com. Today's game was brought to you in part by the 230 Cafe. By Jazzland, Dan and Don Fury Construction, Steelton American Legion Post 420, and Fortney Printing. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and WMSSFM.com.